This message, Testimony, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Thursday morning, November 28, 1963, at the Life Tabernacle in Shreveport, Louisiana, USA. Lumbigo, Ubufakazi, ngomfowethu William Marion Branham, wachunyayelwa ngolwesine ekuseni. Ngolwezi 28, 1963, eLife Tabernacle, eShreveport, Louisiana, USA.
Thank you. This is kind of a sudden surprise. Well, it's thank you, everybody said that. Thank you very much. I was enjoying those songs. My, I like to hear that. You know, I love good singing. And I hear plenty of it when I come down here.
Mfowe to Dawn. Ngiyabonga. Lesi kungathi isimanga esijumileyo. Awu, ugoyi. Ngiyabonga. Loba ngubani okhulume lokho. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Bengikholisa lezo ngoma. Mina bo. Ngiyathanda ukuzwa lokho. Liyazi ngiyathanda ukuhlabelela okuhle. Futhi ngizwa okunengi kwakho. Lapho ngisiza phansi lapha.
Usually I'm not, when I come down having healing services or something, I have to kind of stay alone by myself.
Ngokuvamileyo, kangisuye lapho ngisehla phansi, ngisiba lenkonzo yosiliso, kumbe enye into, kumele ngingathi ngihlala ngingedwa ngokwami.
And then the boys get these tapes, and then when I get home or have some work to do in the office, and I sit down and listen to those tapes over and over, and I hear everything it said.
Futhi-ke, abafana bayathanda lawa amatepu. Futhi-ke, lapho ngifika ngekhaya, kumbe ngilomsebenzi okwenza ehofisini. Khona-ke, ngiyahlala phansi, ukulalela lawo matepu. Ngiwaphinda, futhi ngiwaphinda. Futhi ngizwa yonke into ekhulunyiweyo.
And I'm glad to see Brother Herr also here this morning, an old friend of the gospel.
Futhi ngiyathokoza ukubona umfowethu Gehotsa lapha lokhu kusa, umngane omdala wevangeli.
Many years ago I was out in this same work praying for the sick.
Okweminyaka eminengi edluleyo wayephandle kulo umsebenzi ofanayo ekhulekela abagulayo.
Perhaps years before I ever knew about praying for the sick. And so another man here, personal friend.
Mhlawumbe iminyaka ngingakazi mayelana ngokukhulekela abagulayo. Futhi ke lamanye amadoda lapha abangani bami ngokwami.
I see a great host here last night from the Tabernacle up at Jeffersonville. And so we're very glad.
Ngiyabona ibandla elikhulu lapha ubusuku obedluleyo bevela eTabernacle phezulu eJeffersonville. Futhi ke siyathokoza kakhulu.
And I met Brother Young Brown. I said, Brother Jack said his name was Young and it fits him.
Futhi ngihlangane lomfowethu uYoung Brown. Ngathi umfowethu Jack wathi ibizo lakhe nguYoung futhi liyamfanela.
When he told me he was 60 something years old, I could hardly believe.
Lapho engitshela ukuthi uleminyaka engamachumi ayisithupha lokunye ubudala, angizange ngikukholwe.
He hasn't changed a bit since the first time I heard Shreveport. Just looks the same.
Kakantshintshi lakancinyane ukusukela ngesikhathi sakuqala phandle lapha eShreveport. Kunjalo ukhangeleka ngokufanayo nje.
Well, God is good to us.
Oh, uNkulunkulu muhle kithi.
And I like those way them songs this morning with a depth to it. Something that's real, something that means something.
Futhi ngiyazithanda lezo indlela zona ingoma lokhu kusa kanye lokujula kikho into eqotho, into leyo echo ulutho.
You can drink it in.
Ungakunatha.
I could hardly refrain from crying right out loud when I heard them singing that song about the 23rd Psalm there.
Nga ngisehluleka ukuzibamba ekukhaleni ngelizwi elikhulu lapho ngibezwa behlabela leyo ngoma mayelana ngenye into mayelana ngamahubo 23 lapho.
And come over in this lovely song that they just sang the trio there.
Futhi ke khona ke basebesiza futhi le ingoma enhle abaqeda nje ukuyihlabela abathathu lapho.
Just to think of the something in it that you feel on the inside of you, your emotions pulsating, knows that the kingdom of God is near at hand.
Cabanga nje ngokwe kulenye into phakathi kwakho lokho okuzwayo phakathi kwakho amadlabuzane akho ephuphuma ukwazi ukuthi umbuso kaNkulunkulu ususeduzane lokufika.
All these things that we've talked about and wondered about is now fixing to take place.
Zonke izinto lezi esikhuluma imayelana ngazo lokumangaliswa yizo sezilungiselela ukuthatha indawo.
Some of us may fall asleep before that time comes, but that will not prevent our resurrection.
Abanye bethu singalala leso sikhathi singakafiki, kodwa lokho akuyikuvimbela ukuvuka kwethu.
Because it gives the privilege of coming before those are changed.
Ngoba kunikeza ithuba lokubuya labo bengakaguqulwa.
Trumpet of God shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain.
Uphondo likaNkulunkulu luzakhala abafileyo kuKristu bazavuka kuqala khona ke thina esiphilayo sisasele.
Do you notice the order of the resurrection?
Linanzelele uhlelo lokuvuka.
Shall be caught up together with them. We meet each other before we meet him.
Siza kuhlwithwa kanye labo siyahlangana ngokwethu singakahlangani laye.
Be caught up together to meet them, with them, to meet the Lord in the air.
Siyahlwithwa ndawonye ukuhlangana labo kanye labo ukuhlangana lenkosi emoyeni.
See, he's God. And then when he wants to be worshiped, that's what his very nature is to be worshiped because he's God.
Bona onguNkulunkulu futhi ke lapho efuna ukukhonzwa yikho lokho imvelo yakhe eyikho yikukhonzwa ngoba unguNkulunkulu.
And he knows if we were there, be looking out of the corner of your eyes, see if the other one's there.
Futhi uyakwazi uba sasilapho ukukhangela ngaphandle ngekhona lelihlo lakho ubona uba omunye ulapho.
And then it wouldn't be the complete way of free worship.
Kodwa futhi ke gakusoze kube indlela epheleleyo yokukhonza okukhululekileyo.
When we stand there and we know we've met each other first and greeted each other and then stand by him who calls it all and sing the songs of redemption.
Lapho sisima lapho futhi sisazi siqale sahlangana kuqala futhi sabingelelana munye ngamunye futhi ke ukuma ngakuye lo owakubangelayo konke futhi sihlabela izingoma zokuhlengwa.
Brother Jack has many times made the statement when angels will circle the earth with bowed heads not knowing what we're talking about.
Njengomfowethu uJack ezikhathini eziningi wenza isitsho lapho ingilosi zazigombolozela umhlaba kanye lamakhanda akhothanyisiweyo zingazi lokho esikhuluma ngakho.
Because they never been redeemed, but we had to be redeemed.
Bona ngoba kazizange zahlengwa kodwa thina sasimele sihlengwe.
Now we crown him the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Futhi lokuthi sizamethesa kanjani umqhele okuba ngumbusi wababusi lenkosi yamakhosi.
I don't know what to say. I didn't think about saying anything. I just come up here, I guess it's testimony time. Just to give a testimony.
Ngangazi ukuthi ngithini kanyikaze ngicabange ngokutsho ulutho ngiphonga ubuya lapha ngithemba sokuyisikhathi sobufakazi ukupha ubufakazi nje.
And so tonight, the Lord willing, I think I've looked at the little schedule and for this services.
Futhi ke lobu busuku inkosi ithanda ngicabanga ngikhangele uluhlu lwenhlelo oluncinyane futhi nga okwezinkonzo.
I think I'm to bring my message tonight on the Easter, or pardon me, Thanksgiving message tonight.
Futhi ngicabanga ngizaletha umbiko wami lobu busuku ngePhasika kumbe lingixolele embikweni wokupha ukubonga lobu busuku.
And then we want to take then the, perhaps the rest of the week, if the Lord willing, and praying for the sick.
Futhi ke sifuna ukuthatha ke mhlawumbe iviki lonke uba inkosi ithanda ekukhulekeleni abagulayo.
We want to gather out after this little jubilee of Thanksgiving.
Sifuna ukuthi libuthane phandle emva kwaleyi ijubhili yokupha ukubonga.
Which is a memorial of a great meeting that was held here one time at Shreveport a few, about 3 years ago, when you had this revelation of coming in, and the Lord did bless so mightily here in that meeting.
Okuyisikhumbuzo somhlangano omkhulu lo owake waphathwa lapha kwesinye isikhathi eShreveport emilutshwana phose iminyaka emithathu edluleyo lapho lisiba lesambulo lesi sokungena futhi inkosi yabusisa okulamandla lapha kulowo mhlangano.
And I trust that the Lord will continue, and may there be souls saved here until the last names on the book in God's great recording station on high.
Futhi ngiyathemba ukuthi inkosi izaqhubeka futhi makube lemiphefumulo esindiswayo lapha kuze kuthi ibizo lokugcina lize libe sebhukwini esitishini esikhulu sikaNkuluNkulu sokurekhoda esiphezulu.
Those who have accepted Christ as Savior, been filled with His Spirit.
Labo abamukele uKristu njengomsindisi bagcwaliswa ngomoya wakhe.
Now, let's just bow our heads a moment. I'm thinking of a scripture here.
Manje kasikhothamiseni amakhanda ethu okwesikhatshana ngicabanga ngombhalo lapha.
Lord Jesus, we are most grateful people this morning, but yet we just limited with expression.
Nkosi Jesu, singabantu abalokuthokoza kakhulu lokhu kusa kodwa kukanti siyasilela ngamazwi ekukhulumeni.
If our hearts could give away to what we want to, we don't know how we would behave ourselves.
Uba inhliziyo zethu zingavula indlela kulokho esilokho esifuna uku asikwazi ukuthi singaziphatha kanjani.
And there are no wonder you said there will not be room enough to contain the blessing that God would pour out upon us.
Futhi lapho akumangalisi wathi kakusoze kube lendawo eneleyo ukuthwala izibusiso lezo uNkulunkulu angazithulula phezu kwethu.
And we're grateful for this. And we just pray, Lord, as we bow our heads in adoration of you, that you will receive our thanksgiving.
Futhi silokuthokoza ngalokhu. Futhi nje siyakhuleka Nkosi lapho sikhothamisa amakhanda ethu ekukudumiseni ukuthi uzakwemukela ukubonga kwethu esikuphayo.
There's so many things that we have to be thankful for, and we could not express them, but we just say thanks be to God.
Kulezinto eziningi lezo okufanele sibonge ngazo futhi besingeke sizitshengisele kodwa nje siyaphonguthi ukubonga kakube kuNkulunkulu.
Above all things that we're thankful for is that great gift of God to the world, and when God gave His Son to make a way for our redemption.
Futhi phezu kwezinto zonke lezo esilokubonga ngazo ileso sipho sikaNkulunkulu esikhulu emhlabeni lapho uNkulunkulu enikeza indodana yakhe ukwenza indlela yokuhlengwa kwethu.
We're so grateful for that, and we embrace that.
Silokuthokoza okukhulu ngalokho futhi siyakwamukela lokho.
And have since, Lord, I can remember since a little boy, that's what I've lived for.
Futhi kusukela sibe Nkosi ngiyakhumbula kusukela ngisengumfana omncinyane yikho lokho engikuphileleyo.
Now as I'm getting old, know that the sun will just set up not many more times till I'll be summoned. And what I've lived for, I'll go to enjoy.
40. Manje, lapho ngisiba mdala, ngisazi ukuthi ilanga lizachona nje. Hathi izikhathi eziningi, ngize ngibizwe, futhi lokho engikuphileleyo, ngizahamba ukuya kukholisa.
Know, Lord, that there's many fellow citizens of the same kingdom that waits likewise this morning for that time to come.
Ngiyazi Nkosi, ukuthi kulezakhamizi eziningi zombuso ofanayo, lezo ezilindele ngokufanayo, lokhu kusa, kuleso sikhathi ukuthi sibuye.
For that which we have taken the journey for, to serve him and to try to direct our fellow man to a life eternal, that great hour is soon approaching.
Ngoba, lokho esikuthathele uhambo, ukumkhonza, lokuzama ukuqondisa komunye wethu, kuyo impilo elaphakade, lelo hola elikhulu, liyasondela masinyane.
We can just somehow feel it down in us that it's near than maybe we are able to think.
Siyakuzwa nje ngeyinye indlela phakathi kwethu ukuthi sokuseduzane kulalokho mhlawumbe esicabanga ngakho.
And we pray that you'll bless us now and continue with thy blessings that thou has been given us this morning.
Futhi siyakhuleka ukuthi uzasibusisa khathesi futhi uqhubeke kanye lezibusiso zakho lezo obe usipha zona lokhu kusa.
And now as we read a portion of thy word or a verse or two, we pray that the great Holy Spirit will take these verses and a testimony to his honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Futhi kathesi, lapho sibala ingxenye yelizwi lakho, kumbe indima, kumbe ezimbili, siyakhuleka ukuthi umoya ongcwele, omkhulu, uzathatha indima lezi, lobufakazi, ekuhlonitshweni kwakhe. Ebizweni lika Jesu siyakhuleka. Amen.
I thought of a place here, I believe it's found in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 9, the 14th verse and 15.
Ngicabange ngendawo lapha. Ngiyakholwa itholakala kwabaseKorinte. AbaseKorinte besibili 9 indima 14 lo 15.
By their prayers for you which long after you for exceeding grace of God in you.
Ngemikhuleko yabo ngani belilangatha ngomusa omkhulu kaNkuluNkulu phezu kwenu.
Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift.
Ukubonga kakube kuNkuluNkulu ngenxa yesipho sakhe esingakhulumekiyo.
Paul here speaking of the grace of God that's in you, the unspeakable gift of the Holy Spirit that dwells among the people.
UPauli lapha ekhuluma ngomusa kaNkuluNkulu lowo okini isipho esingakhulumekiyo sikamoya ongcwele leso esihlala phakathi kwabantu.
He was thanking God for what that they had the Holy Spirit had come upon these people, the unspeakable gift of God, so rich and pure.
Wayebonga uNkulunkulu ngalokho ababelakho umoya ongcwele wawehlele phezu kwalaba bantu isipho sikaNkulunkulu esingakhulumekiyo esinothileyo lesimsulwa.
Now I don't have nothing in my mind exactly, so I thought I'd just kind of give a little testimony of my experience with Christ in the last few days. It's been most glorious.
Manje, angila lutho engqondweni yami khona kanye. Ngakho ngicabange ukuthi ngizakupha nje ubufakazi obuncinyane besehlakalo sami kanye lo Kristu ensukweni ezindutshwana ezedluleyo. Vesigcwele inkazimulo kakhulu.
All my life, you know, if you've heard me, many of you, and I thought I'd say this for some of the tabernacle people that's sitting here.
Impilo yami yonke, elikwazi ngayo langizwa abanengi benu futhi ngacabanga ngiza kukhuluma lokhu ukwenzela abanye abantu bethabanekeli abahlezi lapha.
At my congregation of the tabernacle is made up from about three nations of a morning when we speak: Mexico, Canada, United States.
Ibandla lami ethabanekeli lenziwe phose yezizwe ezintathu okwasekuseni lapho sikhuluma: Mexico, Canada, United States.
Your other day there was 28 different states for one little Sunday school service. 28 different states represented.
Phose duze la konke lapha ngolunye usuku kwakulezizwe ezingamachumi amabili lesifica minwe mbili ezichiyeneyo okwenkonzo eyodwa encinyane yesikolo sesonto. Bona izizwe ezingamachumi amabili lesifica minwe mbili ezichiyeneyo ezazimelwe.
I want to say this to the glory of God.
Ngifuna ukuthi lokhu enkazimulweni kaNkulunkulu.
And traveling, I think that through prayer and supplications, being an offcast as we were, rejected by the church world as so-called today.
Ekuhambeni, ngicabanga ukuthi ngemikhuleko lokucela singabalahliwe njengalokho esasiyikho silahliwe libandla lomhlaba ababizwa ngokunjalo lamuhla.
That tabernacle has grown into the mightiest headquarters of God's grace of any place in the world.
Lelo tabanekeli selikhule laba isigodo esilamandla wonke somusa kaNkulunkulu saloba yipi indawo engiyaziyo emhlabeni.
I have never seen such as the Lord doing there. It's unspeakable how what he's doing there. Just in humility, just the people coming in from everywhere.
Ngangikaze ngikubone okunjalo okokwenza kwenkosi lapho khona nje kakukhulumeki kanjani lokho akwenzayo lapho ngokuzithoba nje abantu besiza bevela yonke indawo.
And we're grateful for that little station where some of the people around the country gather in to enjoy the grace and spread grace to the others.
Futhi silokuthokoza ngaleso sitichi esincinyane salapho abanye babantu inqa zonke zelizwe bebuthana khona ukukholisa umusa futhi bahambise umusa kwabanye.
Now all my life it seemed I wanted to go west, and many of you has read the stories and hear the tapes. The tape ministry is a worldwide thing everywhere.
Manje impilo yami yonke kwakhangeleka njengokuthi ngangifuna ukuya entshonalanga futhi abaningi benu labala indaba futhi lezwa amathephu. Intshumayelo yethephu into ekhona emhlabeni wonke yonke indawo.
I think it's one way God has got scattered in the message back into the heathen lands, back in where it has to be translated.
Ngicabanga kungenye indlela uNkulunkulu asabalalisa umbiko emuva ezizweni zamahedeni ngemuva phakathi lapho okumele kutolikelwe.
In Germany and so forth, they got tapes that go to their congregations of hundreds and hundreds of people.
Futhi laseGermany lokunjalo njalo balamathephu bayahamba emabandleni abo awamakhulu lamakhulu abantu.
But a little things in their ears and run onto a tape.
Futhi babeke izinto ezincinyane endlebeni zabo futhi bayidlale ethephini.
And just as I'm speaking, the minister stands there making the same expressions in the other languages and bring it out before hundreds.
Futhi njengokuba ngikhuluma umchumayeli uyama lapho esenza izinkulumo ezifanayo futhi langezinye izindimi futhi ukuletha phandle phambi kwamakhulu.
And hundreds are being saved and healed just through the tapes going out across the world.
Futhi amakhulu ayasindiswa futhi besiliswa ngamathephu nje ephuma phandle emhlabeni.
All in English, but being translated in many, many different languages and tribes around the world.
wonke ngesingisi kodwa ukutolikelwa kwezinengi endimini ezinengi ezehlukeneyo ezizweni ezisemhlabeni.
We hear from them back through the mail.
Sizwa kuvela kubo kubuya ngencwadi.
And I'm saying this, it's going to be a personal testimony to the glory of God.
Futhi kathesi ngitsho lokhu kuza kuba ibufakazi bami ngokwami enkazimulweni kaNkulunkulu.
That it might be that you understand in the coming nights of what I want to say, if the Lord willing, you'll understand.
Ukuthi kungaba ukuthi uzazwisisa kubusuku obulandelayo ukulokho engifuna ukukutsho uba inkosi ithanda lizazwisisa.
Like I was trying to say last night, the world coming to a place that's falling apart politically, socially, economically.
Njengoba bengizama ukutsho ubusuku obedluleyo umhlaba usiza endaweni lapho osudazuka khona kwezepolitiki ezokuhlalisana lezomnotho.
You say economics, more money, yes, but where is it coming from? We're borrowed on taxes that will be paid 40 years from today.
Uthi ezomnotho imali enengi yebo kodwa ivelela ngapi? Sibolekiwe kumithelo leyo ezabhadalwa iminyaka engamachumi amane kusukela lamuhla.
She's broke, she's bankrupt, the nation, not this nation but all.
Galisela mali seliphelelwe imali ilizwe hathi ilizwe leli kodwa wonke awo.
And there's no way ever getting it back.
Futhi kakula ngenye indlela yokuwaphendukisa.
And it's a trap set exactly to swing this nation into something. All of you are wise on that.
Futhi ngumjibila obekiweyo ukudonsela lesisizwe kwenye into. Futhi lonke lina lihlakaniphile kulokho.
Who's got the wealth of the world? Who holds it?
Aw, ngubani olemnotho womhlaba? Ngubani oyibambileyo?
Sure it does. Rome holds it.
Sibili iubambile, iRoma iubambile.
And whenever we do, when we get broke, instead of these big merchants, tobacco, whiskey, and so forth, like, have to get the money.
Futhi, loba nini sikwenza, lapho sijomba, esikhundleni, sabathengisi, laba abakhulu, abegwayi, iwhiskey, lokunjalo nje, kumele sithole imali.
What will have to either change the currency or borrow the money?
Lokho kuzamele sikwenze. Ikuntshintsha imali kumbe siboleke imali.
And when they do, it's the birthright soul right back exactly. This is perfect, just what the scripture says about it.
Futhi lapho bekwenza yibo zibulo osobuthengisiwe njalo futhi ikho kanye ngokupheleleyo nje futhi nje lokho umbhalo okuchoyo ngakho.
I'd like to get a place sometime, Lord willing, when a temp comes on the scene, and I believe that's soon now.
Ngizathanda ukuthola indawo kwesinye isikhathi inkosi ithanda lapho ithente lisiba khona futhi ngiyakholwa lokho kumasinya khathesi. Masinya ngiyahamba umhlaba wonke jikelele ngilo mhlangano ohlanganisela umhlaba wonke jikelele ozayo khathesi.
And I like to get a place where I can sit down for about 6 weeks and just take those things and go through them, you see, back and forth through the scripture.
Futhi ngizathanda ukuthola indawo lapho engingahlala khona phansi phose amaviki ayisithupha futhi nje sithathe lezo zinto futhi sihambe phakathi kwazo uyabona emuva laphambili emibhalweni.
And it's astounding to see the hour that we're living in. It frightens me. It frightens me.
Futhi uyamangalisa ukubona ihola lelo esiphila kilo. Uyangesabisa. Uyangesabisa.
Not because in my heart the joy bells are ringing knowing that the coming of the Lord is so close at hand.
Hathi ngenxa yokuthi enhliziyweni yami izikhenqezo zentokozo ziyakhala ukwazi ukuthi ukubuya kwenkosi sokuseduzane lokufika.
But what frightens me is to know that so many is unprepared for the hour that we're facing. That's the bad part.
Kodwa lokho okungesabisayo yikwazi ukuthi abanengi kabalungiselelanga ihola esilikhangeleyo. Yiyo ingxenye embi.
How many of you ever heard the story about the squirrels up at that time? Oh, of course, I guess everywhere.
Vangagi, abake bezwa indaba mayelana ngabosinti phezulu lapho leso sikhathi. Abanengi, oh sibili, ngiyathemba yonke indawo.
A little something like that happened the other day, and I was. You've heard the story about the mountains coming down when the Lord wrote those things on the mountains the other day.
Into encinyane. Njengalokho yenzakala ngolunye usuku futhi ngangilizwile indaba mayelana ngezintaba kusehla phansi lapho inkosi ibhala izinto lezo ezintabeni ngolunye usuku.
My life, I'm not a preacher, anybody knows that. I'm not a preacher.
Mina bo, impilo yami kangisuye mchumayeli. Loba ngubani uyakwazi lokho, kangisuye mchumayeli.
But it's made up in a spiritual form of watching things and seeing things move and forewarning people of things that's coming to pass.
Kodwa kwenziwe esimeni sikamoya sokukhangela izinto lokubona izinto zihamba futhi lokuxwayisa ngaphambili abantu ngezinto eziza kwenzakala.
And it's just that's my makeup. I can't help that no more than you can help your makeup.
Futhi nje ku lokho yikwenziwa kwami angeke ngikwenqabele njengoba lawe ungeke wenqabele ukwenziwa kwakho.
But God has put us each one in the body to do certain things, and I watch every little move, every objective, every motive, because everything is governed by spirit.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu usibekile munye ngamunye emzimbeni ukwenza izinto ezithile futhi ngiyakhangela ukunyakaza konke okuncinyane inhloso yonke injongo yonke ngoba yonke into ibuswa ngumoya.
This church is put here for a purpose. There's a spirit behind this church. Certainly.
Ibandla leli labekwa lapha okwenjongo kulomoya ngemuva kwaleli bandla. Qiniso.
Spirit behind your home, behind every building, behind everything. There's a spirit, motive and objective.
Umoya ngemuva kwekhaya lakho, ngemuva kwaso sonke isakhiwo, ngemuva kwento yonke, kulomoya, injongo, lenhloso.
This church comes here to greatly exalt some human system or something, then its motives is not right.
Ibandla leli liza lapha ukuzophakamisa ngokukhulu izinhlelo zomuntu kumbe enye into, khona ke injongo yalo kayilunganga.
But if it's put here to try to achieve something for the kingdom of God, then the motive and objective both is right, if the motive is directed that way.
Kodwa uba kufakwe lapha ukuzama ukuphumelelisa enye into embusweni kaNkulunkulu, khona ke injongo lenhloso kokubili ukuqondile uba injongo yakho iqondiswe ngaleyo ndlela.
Now, I've been thinking since the ministry and the first, second, and third phase of the ministry.
Manje, bengicabanga ukusukela inkonzo, isigaba senkonzo yokuqala, yesibili, lesigaba sesithathu senkonzo.
When I first come to Shreveport, I told you people that the Lord, you lay your hands up like upon my hand, and it would signify the same.
Lapho ngiqala ukuza eShreveport. Ngalitshela lina bantu ukuthi inkosi liza kubeka izandla zenu phezulu njengaphezu kwesandla sami futhi kwakubonakalisa okufanayo.
The Holy Spirit never failed one time, but what told you exactly what was wrong with you.
Futhi umoya ongcwele kawuzange wehluleke lasikhathi sinye, kodwa lokho owakutshelwayo khona kanye okwakungalunganga ngawe.
I told you then that he told me that day that there would be a time that when you know the very secret of the heart, not knowing that the word says that will be.
Ngalitshela ke lokho wangitshela ngalolo suku ukuthi ukuza kuba lesikhathi sokuthi lapho uza kuba kwazi zona imfihlo zasenhlizweni. Ngingazi ukuthi ilizwi liyakutsho lokho kuza kuba njalo.
I didn't know that.
Bengingakwazi lokho.
But the word does say that the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Hebrews, the fourth chapter.
Kodwa ilizwi liyakutsho lokho, ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lingumdaluli wemicabango lenhloso zenhliziyo. AmaHebheru isahluko 4.
Now that word, you see, you must never leave that word.
Manje lelo lizwi liyabona awumelanga uchiye lelo lizwi.
You must stay exactly with that word the way it's written.
Kumele uhlale kanye lalelo lizwi ngendlela elilotshwe ngayo.
Don't put no proud interpretation to it. Just say it just the way it's written.
Ungabeki ingcazelo yensitha kulo. Likhulume nje ngendlela elilotshwe ngayo.
That is God's word, and that is God.
Lelo lilizwi likaNkulunkulu, futhi lowo nguNkulunkulu.
God and his word is the same. Just the same.
UNkulunkulu lelizwi lakhe kuyafana. Kuyafana nje.
And as I said last night, there's a portion of word laid for every age.
Futhi njengokuba ngichilo ubusuku obedlulayo kulesiqephu selizwi elibekwa kuso sonke isikhathi.
And there's some anointing comes down that projects that portion of word for that age.
Futhi kulogcobo olwehla phansi lolo olutshengisa leso siqetshana selizwi saleso sikhathi.
And you see where we're at today. You read what we're supposed to be doing, and you'll know how far we are.
Futhi uyabona lapha esikhona lamuhla. Vavala lokho esimele ukuba sikwenza khonake uzakubakwazi ukuthi sesikhatshana okunganani.
I only see one thing left: the coming of the Lord Jesus at any time, a rapture for the church, and we're to meet him in the air.
Ngibona kuphela into eyodwa eseleyo ukubuya kwenkosi uJesu. Loba yisiphi isikhathi ukuhlwithwa webandla futhi siza kuhlangana laye emoyeni.
Now these things has got to come to pass in this day just as he promised they would do it.
Manje izinto lezi kumele zigcwaliseke kulolu suku njengalokho akuthembisayo ukuthi uzakwenza.
And now about 5 years ago after that had served its time.
Futhi kathesi phose iminyaka emihlanu edluleyo emva kwalokho sekuqede isikhathi sakho.
Each one of those phases had served its time, and he'd give visions, and many of you tape listeners and so forth know that there was coming one more phase, and he simply drawed that out so perfect.
Sinye salezo zigaba sase siqede isikhathi saso futhi wapha imibono futhi abanengi benu lina balaleli bamathepu lokunjalo liyazi ukuthi kwakusiza esinye isigaba esisodwa njalo futhi wadweba lokho kalula ngokupheleleyo.
There's man sitting right here now I'm looking at was right there and seen it take place as perfect as I ever seen in my life.
Kulomuntu ohlezi khona lapha kathesi engimkhangeleyo wayekhona lapho futhi wakubona kuthatha indawo ngokupheleleyo esengake ngakubona empilweni yami.
And even took pictures of it, of what the Lord God said would take place.
Futhi waze wathatha lamapikitsha akho okwalokho inkosi uNkulunkulu eyakutshoyo ukuthi kuzathatha indawo.
He went right there, and there it was, just exactly like he said.
Futhi sahamba khona lapho futhi nanko kulapho khona kanye njengalokho akuchoyo.
Just about like the March 17th March issue of the Life magazine.
Mayelana nje njengokukambimbitho 17 ukukhutshwa kwephepha likambimbitho ye Life magazine.
You see that circle of light in the skies 30 miles high, 27 miles across.
Lisibonile leso sigombolozi sokukhanya esibhakabhakeni amamayila angamachumi amathathu phezulu amamayila angamachumi amabili lesikhombisa kusabalele.
Well, moisture is only about 9 miles high, and they can't even make up what it was.
Ngani ubumanzi bungaba phose amamayila ayisificamunwemunye phezulu futhi kabangeke ngitsho bazwisise lokho okwakuyikho.
And right standing beneath that, a man is sitting right present now, was right standing there by me.
Futhi, khona kumile, Ngaphansi kwalokho, indoda ehlezi ikhona lapha khathesi, wayemile khona lapho eceleni kwami.
When seven angels come down from God visibly standing right there and told me about the end time and these revelations and things of the book of Revelations, the seven seals.
Lapho ingilosi eziyisikhombisa zisehla phansi zivela kuNkulunkulu zibonakala zimile khona lapho futhi zangitshengisa mayelana ngesikhathi sokugcina futhi izambulelo lezi lezinto zebhuku likaSambulo impawu eziyisikhombisa.
Said return home and one by one will bring the message. That's right.
Futhi wathi, buyela ngekhaya. Futhi inye ngayinye izaletha umbiko. Lokho kunjalo.
And it went right up and began to turn white as it went up, on up, and a blast that shook the mountains to rock size of a bucket fell out of the mountains like that.
Futhi wayakhona phezulu. Futhi kwaqala ukuba mhlophe lapho kusiya phezulu, kusiya phezulu. Loko dubuka lokho okwanyikinya izintaba kwaze kwathi amadwala isilinganiso esebhakede awa ephuma ezintabeni njengalokho
and nothing was around
40 kwakungelalutho olwalulapho.
Even the newspaper said they checked to see if there's a sound breaker, a plane or something. There was nothing, no planes up or nothing.
Lephephandaba lathi bakhangela ukubona uba kwakungela sivimbeli somsindo kumbe indizamchina kumbe enye into kwakungela lutho kungela indizamchina phezulu loba ulutho.
Besides, a plane breaker cannot do that.
Ngaphandle isivimbeli msindo sendizamchina singeke sikwenze lokho.
And then it was foretold to be that way 6 months before it happened. 6 months. And there it was.
Futhi-ke kwakhulunywa ngaphambili ukuthi kuza kuba ngaleyo ndlela inyanga eziyisithupha kungakenzakali. Inyanga eziyisithupha. Futhi nanko kulapho.
And the science searching it today right there in Tucson and different places, they can't understand what was that up there.
Futhi labeze science bekudinga lamuhla khona lapho eTucson lendawo ezehlukeneyo abakuzwisisi lokho okwakuphezulu lapho.
Now if you get the magazine and look, you even see the shapes of their wings is still in there. They're going up, the seven angels.
Konake, uba ungathola imagazini futhi ukhangele ungabona lokubumbeka kwezimpiko zazo lokhe kusase lapho lapho zisiya phezulu ingilosi eziyisikhombisa.
And we know that these things are correct, friends.
Futhi siyakwazi ukuthi izinto lezi ziqondile bangani.
Oh, if there ever was a time that the church ought to be in deep sincerity, it should be right now. Now.
Oh, uba kwake kwaba lesikhathi ibandla elimele ukuqiniseka ngokujulileyo kumele kube khona khathesi. Khathesi.
Just, it's done something to me and myself.
Kodwa nje, wenze enye into kimi phakathi kwami.
For 5 years now, I've wondered what was wrong.
Okweminyaka emihlanu khathesi ngangimangala ukuthi kuyini obekukubi.
I felt in my heart like I was all crushed down with something and I couldn't make out what it was.
Ngezwa enhlizweni yami njengokuthi ngangibandezelwe phansi ngenye into futhi kangizange ngenelise ukuba kwazi lokho okwakuyikho.
During the time of this great crushing and so forth, I've just plastered around across the country.
Ngesikhathi leso salokho kubandezelwa okukhulu lokunjalo ngangizula nje ngizula elizweni lonke.
The government had me under an investigation because when we have the meeting, somebody write a check to William Branham and I just sign it and hand it back.
Futhi uhulumende waye ngibeke ngaphansi kokuhlolwa ngoba lapho sisiba lemihlangano omunye umuntu abhale icheki William Branham futhi ngangiyisayina yona futhi ngiyibuyisele.
And then we got a package of all of our meetings, and when they looked through there and found out that it went into the pay the campaign.
Futhi ke sathola inqwaba yakho konke okwemihlangano yethu futhi lapho bekhangela lapho futhi bathola ukuthi kwangena ukuyabhadalela umkhankaso.
Yet as I signed my name to it, I identified the check to myself, and they had me over the government $300,000.
Kukanti lapho ngisayine ibizo lami kiyo ngabambanisa icheki lami futhi baba lami nga ngilesikwelede esikahulumende samakhulu amathathu ezinkulungwane zamadola.
And they wouldn't let me leave, and I had to stay here and so forth for a great time to search through all of this.
Futhi babengeke bangivumele ngisuke futhi kwakumele ngihlale lapha lokunjalo okwesikhathi esikhulu ukuphendla konke lokhu.
And everything went, they said, yes, it went into the campaign, but the people made the check to you, and when you endorsed it, you identified yourself with the check, and you owe taxes on it.
Futhi kangisikho, yonke into yahamba, bathi, yebo, yangena emkhankasweni, kodwa, abantu benzela wena, icheki. Futhi, lapho uyisayina, wazibambanisa lecheki. Futhi, ulesikwelede semithelo kiyo.
If you never even held it a second in your hands, it's still yours because you endorsed it.
Uba ungaze uyibambe okomzuzwana esandleni sakho ilokhe ingeyakho ngoba uyisayinile.
I don't know all the mechanics of this laws and things.
Angizange ngibe kwazi. Angiyazi yonke imicimbicimbi yemithetho lezinto.
I'm supposed to have a stamp to stamp it instead of sign it. When I sign it, it means it's mine.
Wakumele ngibe lesidindo sokuyidinda. Wulo kuyisayina lapho ngiyisayina kutsho ukuthi ngeyami.
And then they cut right into the package and find there it was placed right into the phone and spin out like that.
Futhi ke baquma khona phakathi kwenqumbi futhi bathola lapho yayifakwe esikhwameni futhi yasetshenziswa njengalokho.
I draw a salary from a church of $100 a week.
Ngithatha umholo uvela ebandleni lami okwamadola alikhulu ngeviki.
There sits a trustee sitting right there that knows that's right.
Lapho kuhlezi umphathi ehlezi khona lapho owaziyo ukuthi kunjalo.
And that's all I get from that. And I otherwise it goes right into the campaign.
Futhi yikho kuphela engikuthola kuvela kulokho futhi ngokunjalo iya emkhankasweni.
Now I felt like I was crushed for the last 4 or 5 years.
Manje ngezwe njengokuthi ngabandezelwa okweminyaka emine kumbe emihlanu edluleyo.
Well, I went up into Canada just recently on a little trip of going hunting.
Oh, ngaya phezulu eCanada manje nje ehambweni oluncinyane lokuyazingela.
And what I did, the Lord helped me up there to lead a whole tribe of Indians to the Lord Jesus.
Futhi lapho ngikwenza inkosi yangisiza phezulu le ukukhokhelela isizwe sonke sama India enkosini uJesu.
And I had to go back when the creeks thaw up there and things to baptize the whole tribe in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Futhi kumele ngibuyele lapho ezifudlana zisoma phezulu le lezinto ukubhaphathiza esizwe sonke ebizweni lenkosi uJesu.
Because the healing of an Indian woman dying in a heart attack that the priest wouldn't come to.
Ngoba ukusila komfazi womIndia esifa ngokuma kwenhliziyo lo priest wayengeke aze kuye.
Way back in the jungles where I had ride for hours horseback.
Ngemuva phakathi kwamagusu lapho engangimele ngigibele okwamahola ngigade ibhiza.
There are those sitting here now who is present when it happened.
Kulalabo abahlezi lapha khathesi ababekhona lapho kusenzakala.
And now, then coming down, I had to stop over in Colorado to visit some of my friends there, some ministers.
Futhi khathesi khonake ngisehla phansi kwakumele ngime eColorado ukuvakatshela abanye abangane bami lapho abachumayeli.
I'm a guide in Colorado, and I was taking them on a hunting trip.
Ngingumholi eColorado futhi ngangibahambisa ehambweni lokuyazingela.
2 or 3 of those men, 3 or 4 or 5 of them are sitting right present now to know this.
Ababili kumbe abathathu Valawo madoda, abathathu kumbe abane, abahlanu babo bahlezi lapha bekhona khathesi, ukwazi lokhu.
It's been awful dry in Colorado this year as it has been across the nation.
Futhi bekome kakhulu eColorado lumnyaka njengoba bekuyikho elizweni.
And fires were very going to be very bad, so they delayed the hunting season a while.
Futhi imililo yayi kwakuza kuba kubi kakhulu ngakho baphuzisa isikhathi sokuzingela okwesikhatshana.
While we were up there, there come forth an issue that there was coming a blizzard.
Kodwa lapho sisaphezulu le kwabikwa ukuthi kwakusiza isiphepho.
And it's dangerous to be in the mountains at that time because sometimes I've seen you couldn't even see your hand before you for hours after hours.
Futhi kuyingozi ukuba sezintabeni ngaleso sikhathi ngoba kwezinye izikhathi ngibonile ungeke ubone ngitsho isandla sakho phambi kwakho okwamahola emva kwamahola.
30 foot of snow dump right out in one time. Just in a few hours right on top of you, you perish.
40 amafiti angamachumi amathathu kangqoqwane elahlwe khona phandle sikhathi sinye ngamahola nje amalutshwane khona phezu kwakho uyabhubha.
So I told my brethren that morning when we was leaving out, I said, now the blizzard.
Ngakho ngatshela abazalwane bami lokho kusa lapho sesiphuma ngathi manje isiphepho sikangqoqwane.
Practically 100 men or more have been back and behind us, and here come jeeps, trucks, and everything going right on out because they know what was going to happen.
Uqobo, amadoda alikhulu kumbe amaningi ayesebuyele ngemuva kwethu. Futhi nanku kusiza amajibhi amaroli la yonke into kusiya khona phandle ngoba babakwazi lokho okwakuza kwenzakala.
No one left back but the cowhand himself back there, which he winters back there.
Akula owasalela emuva kodwa umalusi wenkomo ngokwakhe emuva le lokho ucitha ubusika bakhe emuva lapho.
And we were the only couple or only truck that stayed in.
Futhi kwakuyithi ababili kuphela iroli kuphela leyo eyasalayo.
Now I asked the brethren, they said, we'll go to state.
Futhi ngabuza abazalwane bathi sizahlala.
So then all right, I said, now be ready.
Ngakho-ke kulungile ngathi manje lungiselelani.
We went out, got some, a Methodist minister and I went and got some more bread and stuff so we could find it. It's about 30 miles in and back.
Futhi saphuma sathola umchumayeli weMethodist lami futhi sahamba sathola esinye isinkwa lezinto ngakho sasifumana kwakusephose kube amamayili angamachumi amathathu phakathi lokuphenduka.
So we come back, Brother John and them sitting here, they heard that and away they went. They got out at the time. So the blizzard struck.
Ngakho, saphenduka, umfowethu John, labo, abahlezi lapha, bakuzwa lokho, futhi nampo behamba, baphuma ngesikhathi, ngakho isiphepho sachaya.
But we was going to stay over, and I was going to Tucson for a meeting, and I called my wife and told her that we had, if I didn't get there, to let somebody else substitute in my place.
Kodwa sasiza kuhlala futhi ngangisiya eTucson emhlanganweni futhi ngafonela umkami futhi ngamtshela ukuthi siza uba ngingazange ngifike lapho ukufaka omunye umuntu endaweni yami.
And the next morning we started out.
Futhi ukusa okwalandelayo sase siphuma.
I said, now the first time is real cloudy, you hear the rainfall or anything, get back to that camp as quick as you can, because within 10-15 minutes you'll never see your way back again.
Ngathi manje isikhathi sokuqala kwakulamayezi amaningi uyezwa izulu lisina kumbe enye into buyela ngemuva kuleso sihonqo masinyane ngokwenelisa ongakwenza ngoba phakathi kwemizuzu elithumi lanhlanu kawusoze ubone indlela yakho yokubuyela njalo.
And so I had the man placed out and went up over the top of the ridge, walking up, trying to run deer down on them.
Futhi ke, ngase ngihlele amadoda, phandle futhi ngaya phezulu, ngase siqongweni sentaba, ngihamba phezulu, ngizama ukuyachayela idiye phansi kubo.
And a few days before that, shooting my rifle in down in Tucson, coming back up there, throwed it out a little bit to the right.
Futhi nganye ensuku ezindlutshwana ngaphambi kwalokho ngidubula umbhobho wami phakathi phansi eTucson siphenduka phezulu lapho ngayiphosela khona phandle kancinyane kwesokunene.
I shot a big buck that I've been looking for many years.
Ngadubula enduna enkulu leyo engangiyifuna okweminyaka eminingi.
And it hit him too high and he had died down there and I couldn't find him. The weather was getting bad.
Futhi wayishaya phezulu kakhulu futhi yafa phansi lapho futhi angizange ngiyifumane umkhathi wawususiba mubi.
I thought I'd run up, take a look.
Ngacabanga ngizagijima ngiyekhangela.
And when I got up on top of the mountain, I noticed the rain started the sleet falling and big drops of snow size of a silver dollar just plastering everywhere and the wind's twisting.
Futhi lapho ngifika phezu kwentaba ngananzelela ezulu laqalisa ungqoqwane esiwa lamathonsi amakhulu kangqoqwane isilinganiso sedola lesiliva sinamathele nje yonke indawo futhi lemoya ivunguza.
I knew everyone was on the run back to the camp then.
Ngazi ukuthi wonke umuntu wayesebaleka ebuyela esihonqweni khona nje.
Well, I waited a few moments and I thought I'll never be able to find this deer at this time under this storm.
Aw, ngalindela okwesikhatshana futhi ngacabanga ngangisoze ngenelise ukuthola iDLA ngalesi sikhathi ngaphansi kwesiphepho lesi.
So on we went, started down the mountain, just could see about 10 feet in front of me.
Ngakho saqhubekela phambili saqala ukwehla entabeni ngangibona nje amafidi alithumi ngaphambili kwami.
About 4 miles or more to get into the place.
40 pose nga ngingamamayila amane kumbe amanengi ukuyafika endaweni.
Knowing I come down the mountain, knowing the country so well because of herding cattle there for years and years.
Ngisazi ngehla phansi entabeni ngisazi ilizwe kahle ngoba ngelusa inkomo lapho okweminyaka leminyaka.
Coming down the mountain, I got about a half a mile from the saddle of where I was crossing like this across the range of where I was at, and there was
ngisehla phansi entabeni ngathola phose ingcenye yemayila kusukela esihlalweni sebhiza kwalapho ayecapha njengalokhu phetheya kwefusi lapho engangikhona futhi kwakule.
I've been feeling that horrible burden.
Ngangisizwa lo mthwalo omubi.
I've cried, I've prayed, I've confessed. What can I do? What is it that I've done?
Ngikhalile, ngikhulekile, ngivumile. Ngingenzani? Kuyini lokho engikwenzileyo?
Like you've done something real evil, like you'd hurt somebody. You know you ought to make it right.
Sengathi wenze enye into embi, sebeli, njengokuthi ulimaze omunye umuntu. Futhi uyazi kumele ukulungisise.
What was I condemned about? I knew not.
Kuyini engangicalwa mayelana ngakho kangizange ngazi.
I said, Lord, if you only reveal it to me, I'll make it right.
Ngathi Nkosi, uba ungakwambula kimi ngiza kulungisisa.
But what have I done but stand and preach and do all that I know to do?
Kodwa kuyini engikwenzileyo kodwa ukuma futhi ngichumayele futhi ngenze konke engikwaziyo ukukwenza.
And I've tried to live clean, clear, and just according to your words, but what have I done? And still that burden would not let up, year after year.
Futhi ngizamile ukuphila ngihlanzekile sobala futhi njengokutsho kwamazwi akho kodwa kuyini engikwenzileyo futhi njalo lowo mthwalo wawungasuki umnyaka ngomnyaka.
I thought about it on the mountain that morning and I started down.
Ngacabanga ngakho entabeni lokho kusa futhi ngaqala ukwehla.
The day before was my anniversary to my wife and I were married 20 years before that and I've never been home on an anniversary.
Usuku olwedlulayo kwakulilanga lomtshado wami Futhi umkami lami sathathana iminyaka engamachumi amabili emva kwalokho futhi kangizake ngibe sekhaya ngelanga lomtchado wethu.
And I always go up to the mountain, a little place where there's some quaking ass.
Futhi ngihleli ngisiya phezulu entabeni indawo encinyane lapho okunezihlahla iquaking asp.
The first year we were married, I didn't have enough money to take a honeymoon and for a little trip and then take a hunting trip too, so I took my wife on a hunting trip for the honeymoon.
Umnyaka wokuqala sichadile nganginelamali eneleyo ukuya kukhefu labachadi okuhambo oluncinyane futhi ke ngithathe uhambo lokuyazingela njalo ngakho ngahambisa umkami ehambweni lokuyazingela lekhefu labachadi.
So that looked like kind of getting it got both at the same time.
Ngakho lokho kwakhangeleka sengathi ingathi ngikuthola ngathola kokubili ngasikhathi sinye.
I remember a little fella, I pick her up and lift her over logs and things.
Futhi ngiyakhumbula umfo omncinyane nga ngimthatha futhi ngimphakamise phezu kwezigodo lezinto.
And we got up to a little place and I took her picture and it's always kind of a fair.
Futhi safika phezulu endaweni encinyane futhi sathatha umpikitsha wakhe futhi kuhlezi kungathi kubukeka kukuhle.
I think of that and think of her black hair and how pretty she was and now gray and just a few years has done to her.
Ngicabanga ngalokho ngicabanga ngenwele zakhe ezimnyama lokuthi wayemuhle okunganani futhi khathesi impunga futhi njalo iminyaka emilutshwana esikwenzile kuye.
I thought, I believe I'll go up there, but it's too hard. Snow was too hard then.
Ngacabanga ngiyakholwa ngiza kuya phezulu lapho kodwa konzima kakhulu. Ungqoqwane wawusiza leso sikhathi.
I know I had to get in because it broadcast a severe blizzard on the road.
Ngazi kwakumele ngingene phakathi ngoba basebesakazile isiphepho esinzima emgwaqweni.
It broadcast across the nation.
Babe kusakazile khona elizweni.
I don't know where Tom Simpson sat here this morning. Now coming down from Canada, he was told by radio not to even go through that country at all.
Gangazi, loba uTom Simpson, uhlezi lapha lokhu kusa. Kumbe hachi, ngisiza phansi eCanada, watshelwa ngeradio ukuba angedluli kulelo lizwe la kancinyane.
Everybody said don't go through there, go that way because a horrible blizzard is sweeping across.
Wonke umuntu wathi ungadluli lapho hamba ngenye indlela ngoba isiphepho esibi siyachaya siyadlula lapho.
And I started down the mountain thinking about that about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Futhi ngehla phansi entabeni ngacabanga ngalokho futhi phose ngehola lechumi nta ekuseni.
And all of a sudden, just as plain as you hear my voice, the voice says stop and turn around and go back.
Futhi dogo dogo khona nje sobala njengoba usizwa ilizwi lami ilizwi lathi mana futhi uchebeleke ubuyele emuva.
I couldn't tell this amongst people, it's unbelievers. You only have to tell it to believers. And then because it's unbelievers will never understand it.
Manje nganingeke ngikhulume lokhu phakathi kwabantu abangasibo amakholwa. Kumele ukukhulume kumakholwa kuphela futhi ke ngoba lokhu abangakholwayo kabasoze bekuzwisise.
You got to have a spiritual mind to understand spiritual things.
Kumele ube lengqondo kamoya ukuzwisisa izinto zikamoya.
The word is spiritual, it's interpreted spiritual, and it's God's word.
Elezwi lingelikamoya lichasiswa ngokukamoya futhi lelezwi likaNkulunkulu.
And I stopped and I thought, if I go back up there, another half a mile back up, the storm raging like it is.
Futhi ngama futhi ngacabanga uba ngingabuyela phezulu le enye ingxenye yemayila ngemuva phezulu isiphepho silolaka njengalokhu esiyikho.
And David would have made me a sandwich, and it was. I think he's getting even with me for making his father one time.
40. O David would. Why ngenzela isamusi? 40. Kwakuyiso ngicabanga wayengiphindisela ngokwenzela uyise elilodwa ngesinye isikhathi.
We didn't have nothing but some onions and honey and bread, and I put it all together. We made us a sandwich.
Sasingelalutho kodwa amahanyanisi loluju lesinkwa futhi ngakubeka konke ndawonye sazenzela isamusi.
And he could hardly eat his. I think he was trying to get even with me for that, so he put I don't know what all kind of what.
Futhi wayengakwanisi ukudla elakhe futhi ngicabanga wayezama ukungiphindisela ngalokhu ngakho wafaka kangazi lonke uhlobo yena.
And going up the mountain, the rain falling so fast, it got it wet, and it's just one big wash.
Futhi sisiya phezulu entabeni izulu lisina kakhulu la kumanzisa futhi kwakuyisigaxa esisodwa esikhulu.
I thought, well, I'll eat that and wait.
Ngacabanga awu ngizakudla lokho futhi ngilindele.
While I was standing there, thought that was nothing. I just imagined the wind probably was blowing, twisting through these trees.
Futhi lapho ngisamile lapho ngacabanga lokho kwakungasilutho ngakucabanga kwakungumoya mhlawumbe wawuvunguza uvunguza ezihlahleni lezi.
And I started to walk on, I just could not walk.
Futhi ngaqala ukuhamba ngiqhubeka ngangingakwanisi nje ukuhamba.
And I thought, well, I believe I'll go back.
Futhi ngacabanga awu ngiyakholwa ngizabuyela.
And I heard it again, go back where you come from.
Futhi ngakuzwa njalo, buyela lapho ovela khona.
It said that, I started up the mountain, stopped.
Kwatsho njalo, ngaqalisa ukuqansa intaba, ngama.
I thought, maybe I was getting scared to go back to where was that because the winds were so terrific.
Futhi ngacabanga, mhlawumbe ngase ngisesaba ukubuyela emuva lapho engangikhona ngoba imoya yayisesabisa.
Sometimes God makes us do things that it seems very dangerous and out of line.
Wezinye izikhathi uNkulunkulu wenza senze izinto lezo ezikhangeleka ziyingozi futhi ziphandle komzila.
How about Moses, that stick going down to take over Egypt?
Kanjani uMose kanye laleyo ntonga isehla phansi ukuyathumba iGibhite.
Everything we find like that God asks the impossibles.
Futhi yonke into siyathola injengalokho ukuthi uNkulunkulu ucela okungenzekiyo.
See, so that he does the impossibles, that man will know that it isn't him, it's God that's doing it.
Bona ukuze ukuthi enze okungenzekiyo ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukuthi kayisuye nguNkulunkulu lo okwenzayo.
I went back up to the top of the mountain again, finding my way through the blowing, twisting trees.
Ngabuyela emuva, phezulu, esiqongweni sentaba njalo, ngithola indlela yami, ekuvunguzeni, ezihlahla, ezichilanayo.
I sat down and took my gun and keep the scope and getting up like that.
Ngahlala phansi, futhi ngathatha umbhobho wami, futhi ngagcina umabonakude ekuyeni phezulu njengalokhu.
Bear running that kind of time, and so I put my scope back under my shirt like this and sat down a moment. I thought, what am I doing sitting here?
Ibhere ligijima ngakulolo hlobo lwesikhathi futhi ke ngabeka umabonakude emuva ngaphansi wembe yami njengalokhu futhi ngahlala phansi kwesikhatshana ngacabanga kuyeni engikwenzayo ngihlezi lapha.
But God works in mysterious ways, His wonders to perform. They're past finding out to the carnal mind and never catch a glimpse of it.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu usebenza ngendlela ezifihlakeleyo ezimanga zakhe ukuzenza kazizwisiseki engqondweni zenyama akababambi okuncinyane kwakho.
And as I walked back up and sat down, sitting there thinking on God.
Futhi lapho ngihamba ngibuyela futhi ngihlala phansi ngihlezi lapho ngicabanga ngoNkulunkulu.
Why I come back?
Ngiyamangala kungani ngibuyele.
I thought, my time to get to the bottom of the hill, that storm getting more terrific all the time, closing in, you couldn't see very far ahead of you.
Ngacabanga mina bo isikhathi ngifika phansi kwentaba leso siphepho sisesabeka kakhulu sonke isikhathi sivala wawungeke ubone khatshana phambi kwakho.
And if you don't have to believe this, but this is true.
Futhi manje ubali gawudingi ukuthi ukukholwe lokhu kodwa lokhu kuliqiniso.
A voice spoke to me and said, I am the Lord God.
Elezwi lakhuluma kimi futhi lathi ngiyinkosi uNkulunkulu.
I created the heavens and the earth. Nature obeys me.
Ngidale amazulu lomhlaba imvelo iyangilalela.
And then I sat there a little bit, jerked off my hat.
Futhi ke ngahlala phansi lapho kancinyane ngakhupha ingwane yami.
That voice somewhere.
Futhi lelo ilizwi kwenye indawo.
I couldn't see it. Only thing I could hear it was around there in them trees somewhere. I thought usually you see that light that all of you know about. Usually it's there, but I looked everywhere and I couldn't see the light.
Ngangingaliboni. Into kuphela ngangilizwa kuphela lalikhonapho ezihlahleni kwenye indawo. Ngacabanga ngokuvamileyo liyabona ukukhanya lokhu lonke lina elikwazi ngakho ngokuvamileyo kulapho, kodwa ngakhangela yonke indawo futhi ngangingakuboni ukukhanya.
I said, where are you, O God, my creator?
Ngathi ungaphi, oh Nkulunkulu, mdali wami.
I looked around. I couldn't hear no more. Hear his voice. I waited a few minutes.
Ngakhangela yonke indawo ngangingasalizwa njalo futhi ukuzwa ilizwi lakhe ngalindela okwemizuzu emilutshwane.
He said, I am the Lord God that had you to speak those squirrels into existence, and all of you know about that.
Wathi, ngiyinkosi uNkulunkulu, lo owakwenza wakhuluma osinti babakhona futhi lonke lina liyazi ngalokho.
And so help me, with this Bible before me on this Thanksgiving morning, if that isn't true, God may strike me dead at the platform now.
Futhi ke ngisize kanye leBhayibheli leli phambi kwami kulokhu kusa kokupha ukubonga uba lokho kungesilo qiniso uNkulunkulu engangitshaya ngife kuplatform khathesi.
It's true, he's still just as much creator of God. A God that could provide a ram for Abraham can provide.
Bona, kuleqiniso, ulokhe nje engumdali kangako uNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu lo owapha inqama ku-Abrahama ingapha.
He's still Jehovah Jireh. The Lord can provide.
Ulokhe enguJehovah Jireh, inkosi iyapha.
Where did Abraham get that ram?
Wayithola ngapi u-Abrahama leyo nqama?
Look, a 3 days journey from civilization up on top of the mountain where there's no water or nothing.
Kangela, uhambo lwensuku ezintathu, kusuka entuthukweni, phezulu, esiqongweni sentaba, lapho okungela khona amanzi, kumbe enye into.
And he had need of a ram, and there was a ram hooked in the wilderness by its horns.
Futhi, wayelesidingo senqama, futhi, kwakule nqama ebanjelwe enkangala ngezimpondo zayo.
Abraham had went around and picked up rock all around there to make this altar.
Futhi u-Abrahama wayesehambe wabhoda wadobha idwala yonke indawo lapho ukwenza leli ilathi.
But God still remains Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide for himself.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu wayelokhe enguJehovah Jireh, inkosi izakupha ngokwayo lokho.
Whatever he's promised, that he's able to do.
Loba yini akuthembisileyo lokho uyenelisa ukukwenza.
That word in Matthew there, I mean Mark 11:22, if you say to this mountain.
Yilo lelo lizwi kuMathewu lapho ngicabanga Marko 11:22, uba usethe kwelentaba.
I never could understand that. You know the story about that, and so help me, that's true.
Ganyikaze ngikuzwisise lokho, liyayazi indaba mayelana ngalokho futhi ngisize kuliqiniso.
He said, I am the one that provided that them squirrels.
Wathi Nginguye lo ohapha lokho bona osinti.
He said now, when he listen again to see what he would say, nothing stopped. Wind just howling going on.
Wathi manje lapho ngalalela njalo ukubona lokho yena ayengakutsho akulalutho olwamayo umoya nje uvunguza uqhubeka.
I have to bite myself because let me tell you something.
Ngafanela ngizilume ngoba ake ngilitshele enye into.
Real spiritual minds is one step from insanity. Did you know that?
Imqondo kamoya sibili linyathelo linye kusuka ekuhlanyeni velikwazi lokho na.
A scientific research will tell you that.
Ukucobongula kweze science kuza kutshela lokho.
Here you are down here slow and slumpy, then you come up a little more spiritual, then you're about like this.
Lapha wena uphansi lapha uyaphuza njalo udambile futhi ke ubo suphakama ngokomoya kancinyane njalo khona ke usuphosa ube njengalokhu.
Then you go to like a dull axe and then to a honed razor.
Manje ke ubo susiba njengehloka elibuthundu futhi ke ureza ebukhali.
Now either which side you fall on there.
Manje uyalazi icele lelo ozawela kilo.
If a man tries to lift his step up there, he's sure to go on the wrong side.
Uba umuntu ezama ukuziphakamisela phezulu lapho uleqiniso ukuya kucele elingayisilo.
If God lifts him up there, he's far above the average person. There's where visions and things break through. There's where the kingdom of God is.
Uba uNkulunkulu emphakamisela phezulu lapho phezulu khatshana lomuntu makhaza lapho yikho imibono lezinto eziqhamuka khona kulapho umbuso kaNkulunkulu okhona.
Which prophets and all were considered neurotics.
Embongi abaprofeti lakho konke babe balwa njengabantu abagula imizwa.
Jesus himself was called a crazy man.
UJesu ngokwakhe wabizwa ngokuthi indoda ehlanyayo.
Said, we know you're a mad and got a devil. Mad means crazy.
Wathi siyazi uyahlanya futhi ulo develi ukuphambana kutsho ukuhlanya.
Look at all the poets and prophets through the ages have been considered that.
Khangela imbongi zonke labaprofeti kudlula ezikhathini babe balwa njengalokho.
That extremely try if you try to pull yourself up there, you're gone. You'll never make it.
Lokho kuzama okwedlulisileyo zama uba uzama ukuzibeka ngokwakho phezulu le usuhambile awusoze uphumelele.
It takes a hand reaching down from glory to hold you on that edge there between the right and wrong things.
Ukuthatha isandla sifika phansi sivela enkazimulweni ukukubamba wena kulomphetho lapho phakathi kwezinto ezinhle lezimbi.
And standing on them ages is where you look across into Beulah land.
Futhi umile kulezo zikhathi kulapho okhangela khona ngaphetsheya ungena ezweni lezolweni.
Then on that very hour it spoke again at that very same time sitting up there.
Khona ke kulelo hola kwakhuluma njalo kuleso sikhathi esifanayo. Ngihlezi phezulu lapho.
He said, I am the one that stood on the ship that night and made the winds and the waves to cease.
Wathi ngiyimi lo ohama emkhunjeni lobo busuku futhi ngenza umoya lamagagasi kume.
Said, rise upon your feet and rebuke this storm. You'll obey exactly what you say.
Wathi phakama ezinyaweni zakho futhi ukhuze lesi siphepho futhi kuzalalela khona kanye lokho okukhulumayo.
That's been that third stage of the ministry coming. It's been moving up for years.
Leso kube isigaba sesithathu senkonzo isiza ibilokhu iqansa okweminyaka.
Look like he's something that keeps worried. I think, oh, don't. But that's exactly what he done.
Futhi ukukhangeleka njengokungathi kulenye into leyo ehlala ikhathazekile ngiyacabanga Oh, unga, kodwa yikho kanye lokho akwenzayo.
And this is him again. It's just exactly his spirit again. Just exactly.
Futhi lo unguye njalo, ungumoya wakhe nje, khona kanye njalo, khona kanye nje.
But I've had so many carnal impersonations upon the other, it makes me scared to even think about it.
Kodwa sengibe labalingiseli abanengi phezu kokunye kungenza ngesabi ukucabanga ngakho.
Because you had that, this is sure as the world is always the mixed multitudes.
Ngoba uzakuba lalokho khona kanye njengomhlaba kuhlezi kulamaxuku ahlangeneyo.
That carnal impersonation has to follow.
40. Lokhu ukulinyisela kwenyama kumele kukulandele.
It did in his days, it did in Moses' days, it'll do it every day.
Kwakwenza ensukwini zakhe, kwakwenza ngensuku zika Mose, kuza kwenza nsuku zonke.
It'll do it in this day when the Holy Spirit's trying to do the work.
Kuza kwenza kulolu usuku lapho umoya ongcwele uzama ukwenza umsebenzi.
But still, if a person is spiritual, the carnal impersonation only magnifies the right one, the real article of God.
Kodwa loba kunjalo uba umuntu engokamoya ukulingisela kwenyama ukukhulisa okuhekho lokho into eqotho kaNkulunkulu.
And standing there at that time, I raised up and I said, Lord God, great creator of nature, I believe that that's you speaking.
Futhi ngimile lapho kuleso sikhathi ngaphakama phezulu futhi ngathi Nkosi Nkulunkulu mdali omkhulu wemvelo ngiyakholwa ukuthi lo nguwe okhulumayo.
Not one time have you ever showed me anything that was wrong.
Ngitsho lesikhathi esisodwa osohake wangitshengisa ulutho olubi.
Not one time have you let me see anything but what come to pass.
Futhi ngitsho lasikhathi sinye owake wangivumela ngakhuluma ulutho kodwa lokho okwagcwalisekayo.
I said, therefore I say to this storm that's raging, go to your places, go back, leave this alone.
Ngathi ngakho-ke ngithi kulesi siphepho esilolaka, hamba endaweni zenu, buyela, chiyani lokhu kukodwa.
And I command that the sun will shine for the next 4 days so these men can get their trophies and I can help them get them and get out of these mountains.
Futhi ngiyalaya ukuthi ilanga lizabalela okwensuku ezine ezilandelayo ukuze kuthi lawo madoda athole inyamazana zabo. Futhi ngingabasiza bazithole futhi baphume kulezi intaba.
And the Lord God, who is my solemn judge this morning, that rain and things twisting within a moment's time, there wasn't a bit of it.
Futhi, Inkosi uNkulunkulu, lo ongumahluleli wami, oqotho lokukusa, lelo zulu lezinto, kuvunguza, ngesikhatshana esincinyane, kwakungela lokuncinyane kwakho.
I looked and there's a wind come from the other way. Across the top of the mountain and lifted up those clouds like that.
Ngakhangela futhi lapho kwaba lomoya ovela kwenye indlela ngaphetheya esiqongweni sentaba futhi waphakamisa lawo mayezi njengalokho.
Within just a matter of a few minutes, the sun was broke up right through the top and shining right down just as pretty as it could be.
Ngaphakathi kwemizuzu emilutshwane ilanga laseliphuma khona liphutsha esiqongweni futhi libalele phansi likhanya lilihle ngelingaba yikho.
Just the same way it did in Germany. You remember the story in Germany?
Njengokufanayo elakwenzayo eGermany. Liyakhumbula indaba eGermany?
When them witches 15 on one side took a scissor and cut a feather, pointed back this way.
Lapho bona abaphakathi ichumi lanhlanyu kwelinye icele baquma bathatha isigelo futhi baquma usiba wakukhombela ngemuva ngalindlela.
They stood there going through their enchantments and said they'd blow the tent away of 30,000 people, and Brother Argon Wright would stand there, and here come the storm and cloud coming right up.
Futhi bama lapho bedlula ekuvumiseni kwabo futhi bathi bazaphephulela itente khatshana labantu abazinkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu Futhi umfowethu Akenbright wayemile lapho, futhi nansi sisiza isiphepho, iyezi lisiza khona phezulu.
Stood there, but Brother Laster, many of you know him, the American-born German here, that's my interpreter there.
Ngama lapho duze lo mfowethu Loster, abanengi benu liyamazi umJelimane ozelwe eMelika lapha lo ongumtolikeli wami khonale.
He stood right there and said, I said, don't interpret this.
41 wama phezulu lapho ngathi ungakutolikeli lokhu.
I said, Lord God, you give me a vision, sent me to Germany.
Kodwa ngathi Nkosi Nkolonkolo ungiphe umbono futhi wangithuma eJelimani.
These witches have brought up this storm. You're the God of creation. Let it be known that you're God.
Laba bathakathi balethelesi siphepho unguNkulunkulu wendalo gakwaziwe ukuthi unguNkulunkulu.
No one but what could understand English, that wasn't a dozen there, that know what I was speaking about.
Gakula muntu kodwa kuphela abazwisisa isingisi futhi laba babengafiki idazeni lapho ababesazi engangikhuluma ngakho.
Just then the tent raising up like this with 30,000 people beneath it, jumping up and down like that, settled down and the clouds and thunders roared away.
Khonapho nje itente liphakama njengalokhu kulaba zinkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu ngaphansi kwalo ngiseqa phezulu laphansi njengalokhu lahlala phansi futhi amayezi lemidumo kuduma.
In less than 5 minutes the sun was shining right down through when about 15,000 Germans came to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ngaphansi kwemizuzu emihlanu ilanga laselibalele khona phansi indlela yonke lapho phose inkulungwane ezilithumi lanhlanu zamaJelimane zabuya enkosini uJesu Kristu.
He's still God. He's just as God as much as he ever was.
Ulokhe engunkulunkulu yena nje ongunkulunkulu njengalokhu ayevele eyikho.
Well, as I stood there on that hill,
ulapho ngisima lapho kulolo qaqa.
Coming out about 4 days later, anyone here knows the truth, not one cloud was in the sky from that hour for 4 days.
Ngiphuma phandle phose insuku ezine ngemuva loba ngubani lapha uyalazi iqiniso ngitsho iyezi elilodwa elalisesibhakabhakeni kusukela kulelo hola okwensuku ezine.
I come down and go out, went by gasoline when we come out of the mountains.
Lapho ngisehla phansi futhi ngiphuma ngahamba ngathenga amafutha emota lapho siphuma ezintabeni.
I said, we've been pretty dry. I said, yes, it's been dry.
Ngathi bekomile sibili wathi yebo bekomile.
He said, we're looking for a storm the day come up, but we don't know, the thing stopped. See?
Wathi besikhangelele isiphepho elinye ilanga seza kodwa kasikwazi into yama bona.
I went on down to the other side of Colorado, stopped to get some gas. Billy Paul, my son back there, we were together.
Ngaya ngehla kwelinye icele eColorado ngama ukuthola amafutha emota uBilly Paul indodana yami ngemuva le sasi sonke.
I said, let's just see if they stop down here.
Ngathi kasiboneni nje nqa kwema phansi lapha.
I drove in. I said, good morning. So we start talking to the man. He said, good morning.
40 ngachayela ngangena ngathi ukusa okuhle ngakho saqala ukukhuluma kulendoda wathi ukusa okuhle.
And I said, sure a beautiful day. He said, yes, the old sun's coming out hot again, so she sure burned us up this summer.
40 wa ngathi sibili ilanga elihle wathi yebo ilanga elidala liyaphuma lichisa njalo wathi lona sibili lisichisile kuleli hlobo.
I said well, that's all across the nation. He said, yeah, I understand.
Futhi ngathi yebo ngathi awu lokho kudabule ilizwe lonke wathi yebo ngiyazwisisa.
Now it's getting almost time for your storms.
Futhi ngathi sekusiba isikhathi seziphepho zenu.
He said, you know what? Said all the papers, radio, and everything else give the storm come of the day, and the clouds come, and the storm started, and all at once we don't know what happened to it. It all went away.
wathi, uyazi ukuthini? Wathi, wonke amaphepha, umsakazo, la yonke enye into, vanika, ngokuza kwesiphepho, esasisiza ngelinye ilanga, futhi amayezi abuya, futhi isiphepho saqala, futhi khonapho kanye, kasikwazi ukuthi kuyini, okwenzakalayo kuso, sahamba saphela.
He's still God. Just as much God as he ever was.
Ulokhe engunkulunkulu, njengalokho engunkulunkulu, ayevele enguye.
But how can a man say those things unless God tells him first to say it?
Kodwa umuntu engatsho kanjani lezo zinto ngaphandle uNkulunkulu amtshele kuqala ukuthi akukhulume?
See, not under impression, but you know what you're saying, then do it. But wait, don't try to say.
Bona, hathi ngaphansi kokucabangela, kodwa uyakwazi lokho okuchoyo, khonake kwenze, kodwa mana ungazami ukuthi.
Oh, that's why many people, I think, and gifts of God, wait to know it's, you know it's God.
Oh, yiyo indlela abantu abanengi ngiyacabanga futhi izipho zikaNkulunkulu, lindela ukuba kwazi kuyikho uyakwazi nguNkulunkulu.
See, wait till the voice comes and you hear it, know it, see it, then you can say it's thus saith the Lord.
Bona, linda ilizwi lize libuye futhi ulizwe futhi ubelazi ulibone manje ke usungathi kungo icho kanje iNkosi.
If it isn't thus saith the Lord, then it's your impression, it's what somebody else thinks.
Uba kungayisiyo icho kanje iNkosi, khonake yikucabangela kwakho, yilokho omunye umuntu akucabangayo.
People request people, say this for me.
Abantu bacela abantu ngikhulumele lokhu.
Do this for me. How can you do it if you're honest with God until God first tells you?
Ngiyenzele lokhu. Ungakwenza njani nga uthembekile ngoNkulunkulu ukuze kuthi uNkulunkulu akutshele kuqala?
How can I tell you thus said Jack Moore and Jack Moore hasn't said nothing to me?
Ngingakutshela njani utsho kanje uJack Moore futhi uJack Moore kazange atsho lutho kimi? Bona,
it's got to come first from God, not impressed. It's got to be God, and then it'll happen. For it is then, thus saith the Lord.
Kufanele kubuye kuqala, kuvela kuNkulunkulu. Hathi ukucabangela, kumele kube nguNkulunkulu. Futhi ke, kuza kwenzakala, ngoba manje ke, sokungu icho kanje iNkosi.
Now everybody won't have that.
Manje wonke umuntu akayikuba lakho lokho.
No sir, it won't be that way. It never was that way.
Hathi mnumzana, akakusoze kube ngaleyo ndlela. Kwakungekho ngaleyo ndlela.
It never will be that way. God deals with an individual.
Kwakusoze kube ngaleyo ndlela. UNkulunkulu usebenza lo muntu ngamunye.
He did in the days of Noah, he did in the days of Joshua, he did in the days of Moses.
Wakwenza ngensuku zika Noah, wakwenza ensukwini zika Joshua, wakwenza ensukwini zika Mose.
He's never made a system, it's been an individual. Because two men ain't alike, no time. He never did do no more.
Uhlala ekwenza kokuphela, akazake enze inhlelo, bekungumuntu ngamunye, ngoba amadoda amabili, awafanani, ngicho siphi isikhathi, bona, akaze enze okunye njalo.
But everybody didn't have to be Moses. They didn't understand it. They just followed.
Kodwa wonke umuntu kwakungamelanga abe nguMose. Ngabazange bakuzwisise. Balandela nje.
And the Holy Spirit of a man is anointed of God will direct you to follow the Holy Spirit in the Bible.
40. Umoya ongcwele. Nga umuntu egcotshwe nguNkulunkulu uza kuqondisa ukulandela umoya ongcwele leBhayibheli.
For he is the one who does these things. Jesus Christ in the form of the Holy Ghost working in the people.
Ngoba unguye lo owenza izinto lezi uJesu Kristu esimeni sikamoya ongcwele esebenza ebantwini.
Standing there, I started to walk back down. I stood there. I cried. I couldn't help it. to see what had happened right there in a moment.
Ngimile lapho ngaqala ukuhamba ngibuyela phansi ngema khona apho ngakhala ngangingela ukukwenqabela ukubona lokho okwenzakalayo khona lapho ngesikhatshana.
And the brethren up there, now how many was that? Is there somebody here?
40 abazalwane phezulu lapho manje babe bangaki kungaba khona omunye lapha.
I know Fred Softman and Amateur was up there.
Ngiyazi uFred Softman labanye balapha babe phezulu le.
No, Fred was with me at the other place.
Achi, uFred wayelami kwenye indawo.
Is there any here now that was up there?
Kungaba labanye manje ababe phezulu lapho.
Is Brother Banks Woods them in here yet?
Ngabe umfowethu Banks Woods labanye phakathi sebe phakathi lapha.
Is there anybody here besides Billy Paul that was up there?
Kungabe kukhona omunye ngaphandle kuka Billy Paul owayephezulu lapho.
These boys had just left. Yeah. And Brother Woods and Brother Taylor, I forget the other brother's name. 4 or 5 of them were standing there.
Laba abafana basebesukile. Yebo, 40 umfowethu Hood, lo mfowethu Taylor, kumbe ngiyakholwa ibizo lomunye umfowethu. Abane kumbe abahlanu babo babemile lapho.
These brother here, Brother Martin, had just left the day before on the cow the storm coming.
Laba bazalwane lapha, mfowethu Martin, wayesanda kusuka. Wasuka usuku ngaphambili ngenxa yesiphepho esibuyayo.
You all remember the storm, the broadcast, they said it was coming.
Lonke liyakhumbula isiphepho somsakazo bathi sasibuya.
Now, what's it? You met it.
Manje utsho ukuthini? Lahlangana laso.
Then and I noticed standing there, I thought, well, I guess I'll go down the hill.
Konake futhi manje nanzelela ngimile lapho ngacabanga awu ngithemba ngizakwenza phansi entabeni.
And I made a vow to God a few years ago going out with a full gospel businessman that I wouldn't shoot game for somebody else unless it was an emergency. I just wouldn't do it.
40 ngenza isifungo konkolonkolo iminyaka emilutshwana edlulileyo ngiphuma phandle lamadoda abosomabhizimusi bevangeli eligcweleyo ukuthi kangisoze ngidubulele umuntu inyamazana ngaphandle kujahekile ngangingeke nje ngikwenze.
And Brother Jack Palmer, is he here? Brother Jack is from Georgia. He usually comes up here.
40. Yebo, ngumfowethu Jack Palmer. Ukhona ulapha. Mfowethu Jack wayevela eGeorgia. Uvame ukubuya phezulu lapha.
He was standing there, and the night before he said, Brother Branham, get me a deer.
Wayemile lapho. 40 ubusuku ngemuva. Wathi, Mfowethu Branham, ungitholele idiye.
And I just shook because I know I'd vowed I wouldn't do that 4 or 5 years ago because that year I killed 19 head of elk alone.
40 minabo ngethuka ngoba ngiyazi ngangifungile ngangisoze ngikwenze lokho iminyaka emine kumbe emihlanu eyedluleyo ngoba lo mnyaka ngabulala isibaya sama elk ezilichumi ezisifica munwe munye kuphela.
Just for them businessmen to sit around and talk their business, I'd have to go out and kill their game.
Okwalabo nje, osomabhizimusi, labo abahlalayo futhi bekhuluma ngamabhizimusi abo. Kuyamele ngiphume futhi ngibulale inyamazana yabo.
And it just didn't seem like putting in a murder case, but I wouldn't do it.
Futhi lokho kakuzange kukhangeleke njengokungibeka esigabeni sombulali. Kodwa ngangingeke ngikwenze.
I'll take him where it's at, but I won't shoot it.
Ngizabahambisa lapho okukhona, kodwa angisoze ngizidubule.
So I promised God I wouldn't do that.
Ngakho ngathembisa uNkulunkulu, angisoze ngikwenze lokho.
So then I got left the place going back, started back down the hill, and a voice spoke to me, said, why not walk with me?
Ngakho ke, ngase ngithole ngachiya indawo. Ngibuyela ngaqala ukwehla phansi entabeni. 40 elezwi lakhuluma kimi futhi lathi kungani ungahambi kanye lami.
I said, Lord God, if that's you, I know that only the hand of God could part those clouds and Do what you've done here.
Futhi ngathi, Nkosi Nkulunkulu, ngalo kunguwe, ngiyazi ukuthi isandla sikaNkulunkulu kuphela singachithiza amayezi lawo futhi wenze lokho owakwenzayo lapha.
The warm sun shining down, drying my shirt out, the steam coming up from it.
Futhi lelanga elikhudumalayo libalele phansi liwomisa ihembe yami futhi lentuthu yamanzi iphuma ivela kikho.
I said, great cathedral, virgin forest, you know.
Futhi ngathi, igusu elikhulu, iganga, elingaganyulwanga, liyazi.
I said, I believe I'll walk up this way then, Lord, if you have no certain direction.
Futhi ngathi, ngiyakholwa, ngizakuya phezulu ngalindlela ke, Nkosi, nga ungela ndlela ethile.
I want to go up there and stand just in a few minutes for a little memorial to my wife of our first and only honeymoon, you know, that we ever had a chance to go on our tougher on a hunting trip.
Ngangifuna ukuya phezulu lapho futhi ngime nje okwemizuzu emilutshwane okwesikhumbuzo esincinyane kumkami okweyethu okweyethu ikhefu labachadi elokuqala lelilodwa liyazi esaba lethuba lokuhamba futhi ngamhambisa ehambweni lokuyazingela.
Here I am up here this year again, hunting with these brethren and her down in Tucson, trying to keep things going.
Futhi nangu, mina ngilapha, lonyaka, njalo, ngizingela kanye, lalaba bazalwane, futhi la ephansi eTucson, ezama ukuqhuba izinto zihamba.
And I started walking down through there, and I got to thinking.
Futhi ngaqala ukuhamba phansi lapho, futhi ngaqala ukucabanga.
Now this is going to sound very funny, and I'll hurry because I know your service starts at about 10 minutes.
Manje, lokhu kuzwakala kuyinhlekisa kakhulu, futhi ngizaphangisa, ngoba ngiyakwazi inkonzo yenu iqalisa phose imizuzu elithumi.
And so I was walking down along through there, and I was thinking.
Futhi ke, ngangihamba lapho phansi, ngidlula lapho, futhi ngangicabanga.
Or wonder why that she never has said a word to me about going anywhere.
Oh, ngiyamangala. Kungani engakaze akhulume ilizwi kimi mayelana ngokuya kwami loba ngapi.
And this morning I want to tell you what happened in a few minutes.
Futhi lokhu kusa ngifuna ukulitshela okwenzakalayo ngemizuzu emilutshwana.
Every man ought to think this.
Yonke indoda kumele icabange lokhu.
I think there's not a woman in the world like my wife.
Ngicabanga ukuthi kakula owesifazane emhlabeni njengomkami.
She's just a wonderful person. Little pious, stay at home.
Ungumuntu omangalisayo nje, ozithuleleyo, ohlala ngekhaya.
She's always had my clothes ready.
Uhlala elungiselele impahla zami.
I'd be out gone on the trips or they come in and say, teach her a little bit, say, I'm your husband, are you my wife?
Futhi ngiyabe ngiphandle, ngihambe, ehambweni, yonke into, ngingena, ngithi, ngimdlalisa nje, kancinyane, ngithi, ngindoda yakho, ungumkami.
Like that and kiss the children, kneel down and have prayer.
Futhi, njengalokho, futhi siqabuje abantwana, siguqwe phansi sibe lomkhuleko.
Put on my clothes to keep from having to lose my mind nearly from the crowds and things, take off and go fishing or hunting. Away from her.
Futhi, ngigqoke impahla zami, ukuze nqabela, ukulahlekelwa ingqondo zami, phose, ukusuka ezixukweni lezinto, ngisuke ngihambe, ukuyagola inhlanzi, kumbe ukuzingela khatshana laye.
She's had to bear it all alone herself.
Wayemele, akuthwale khona konke nje eyedwa.
Then I got to thinking, well, maybe when I'm home, the only thing I know is God and His Word.
Manjeke, ngasengicabanga, awu, mhlawumbe, lapho, sengisekhaya, into kuphela engiyaziyo, nguNkulunkulu, lelizwi lakhe.
And I'm constantly talking on.
Futhi ngihlala, ngikhuluma ngalo.
I was going along there, and a thought presented to me.
Futhi ngangihamba lapho, futhi umcabango weza kimi.
Said, well, maybe she just lets you go because it keep the people away and so forth like that.
Wathi, awu, mhlawumbe, wakuyekela, uhamba, ngoba, kugcina abantu bekhatshana lokunjalo, njengalokho.
And she can be a little more peaceful when you're away. And I begin to accompany that thought.
Futhi, engaba lokuthula njalo, lapho wena ukhatshana, futhi ngaqala, ukugcina lowo mcabango.
I went like that, and when I did, I seen the whiskers on my face from about a week old, and they were better than half gray.
Ngahamba, njengalokhu, futhi lapho, ngisenza ngabona indevu ebusweni bami, sezile viki pho sezikhulile, futhi zase zingaphezu kokuba impunga ingxenye.
I thought, Bill, you're just, you know, where you're headed.
Ngacabanga, Bill, wena nje, uyakwazi oqonde khona.
You're headed right on out now. See, you're getting old.
Usuphuma, uqonde phandle khathesi. Bona, ususiba mdala.
You already crossed that 50 mark.
Futhi usuvele wedlula imaki yamachumi amahlanu.
So, I was just thinking that, going along with my rifle hanging on my shoulder, walking along like that.
Ngakho, ngangicabanga lokho. Ngihamba kanye lombhobho wami ulenga emahlombe ami ngihamba lapho njengalokho.
And all of a sudden something happened.
Futhi khonapho kwayenzakala enye into.
It seemed like an ever principle I was a boy again.
Kwakungathi kuso sonke isimilo ngase ngingumfana njalo.
I don't know what mentally taken place or what it was, and I looked standing in front of her. And there, in front of me, and there she stood just the way she was when I married her.
Ngangikwazi lokho okwathatha indawo engqondweni kumbe lokho okwakuyikho futhi ngakhangela ngimile phambi kwakhe futhi lapho phambi kwami futhi lapho wayemile nje ngendlela ayeyiyo lapho ngimthatha.
I set my gun down and rubbed my eyes.
Ngabeka umbhobho wami phansi ngahlikihla amehlo ami.
I looked at her, and she held out her arms like this, looked at me.
Ngakhangela kuye futhi, welula ingalo zakhe, njengalokhu, wakhangela kimi.
I bowed my head down because we're going right up there for a little memorial for our anniversary.
Ngakhothamisa, ikhanda lami phansi, ngoba, ngangisiya khona phezulu, lapho okwesikhumbuzo, esincinyane selanga lethu lomtshado.
Stand by those trees, a bunch of little trees up there quaking ass, just like it was up in the north woods when we went up in Adirondack.
Simeduze, lalezo zihlahla, ixokole zihlahla, phezulu lapho, quaking asp. Njengalokho, okwakuyikho phezulu, emaguswini asenyakatho, lapho sisiya phezulu, Adirondack.
And I always go up there each 23rd day of October, when I'm up there.
Futhi ngihleli ngisiya phezulu lapho lonke usuku lwamachumi amabili lantathu kamfumfu lapho ngiphezulu lapho.
And there she was.
Futhi nango elapho.
Now I done set my rifle down, looked there, and I stopped a minute and I bowed my head. I looked back and she was still standing there with her arms out.
Futhi ngase ngibeka umbhobho wami phansi ngakhangela lapho futhi ngama umzuzu. Futhi ngakhothamisa ikhanda lami ngakhangela emuva futhi wayelokhu emile lapho kanye lengalo zakhe zeluliwe.
I thought, I haven't surely lost my mind.
Futhi ngacabanga angila hlekelwanga sibili ingqondo yami.
I looked again, I thought, why would this be?
Ngakhangela njalo ngacabanga kungani lokhu kusiba nje.
Here I was, a young fellow. I looked at my hands and I said,
Nangu mina ngilapha umfo omncinyane ngakhangela ezandleni zami futhi ngathi ngi
Lord, my responsibility in the world to bring your message, surely this is something happened to me.
Nkosi, umlandu wami emhlabeni ukuletha umbiko wakho ngeqiniso leyi ngenye into.
And I looked again, and then it just faded away.
Ngakhangela njalo, futhi ke, kwase kunyamalala.
And I picked up my rifle, put it on my shoulder.
Futhi ngasengidopa umbhobho wami, ngawubeka emahlombe ami.
I said, maybe that you let me know that the reason it does break her heart when I come and go out hunting and things like that.
Futhi ngathi, mhlawumbe nguwe ongenza ngazi isizathu, kuyadabula inhliziyo yakhe. Lapho kufanele lapho ngingena phakathi futhi ngiphume ukuyazingela lezi zinto ezinjengalokho.
But as I start walking on, I took off my hat again.
Kodwa nje lapho ngiqala ukuhamba ngakhupha ingwane yami njalo.
I said, God, I know that you're here. There's no doubt in my mind but what you're here.
Ngathi, Nkulunkulu, ngiyakwazi ukuthi ulapha. Kakula kuthandabuza engqondweni yami. Kodwa ukuthi ulapha.
And I believe you every word.
Futhi ngiyakukholwa elizwi lonke.
You make that sun shine down on my back.
Wena wenza ilanga lelo libalele phansi emhlane wami.
You're the one who does these things. You're a creator.
Nguwe lowo owenza izinto lezi. Ungumdali.
I've been so dilatory. It looks like I'm afraid to take a hold. I'm afraid I'll do something wrong.
Mina Toma kakhulu, kungathi ngiyesaba ukubamba, ngiyesaba ngizakwenza enye into embi.
I said, there's one thing I will ask you to do, lift the burden from my heart.
Ngathi, kulento eyodwa, engizakucela yona ukuthi uyenze, susa umthwalo enhliziyweni yami.
There's no need of me trying to confess anymore.
Kakusadingeki kimi ukuthi ngizame ukuvuma njalo.
Because for 5 years I've constantly cried out to you. What have I done? Tell me what it is.
Ngoba. Okweminyaka emihlanu ngikhalile kuwe kuyini engikwenzileyo ngitshele lokho okuyikho.
And I was walking up the little hill then right close to where I was going to stand for a few minutes.
Futhi ngangihamba phezulu eqaqeni oluncane khona duzane lalapho engangiza kuma khona okwemizuzu emilutshwane.
Just to thank the Lord for my wife and for a successful marriage that God had given us.
Ubonga inkosi nje ngomkami futhi la ngomtshado ophumeleleyo lowo uNkulunkulu ayesiphile.
The love we had for each other these years and our children, I do that every 23rd day of October.
Futhi lothando esabalalo komunye lomunye iminyaka leyi labantwana bethu ngiyakwenza lokho ngosuku lonke lwamachumi amabili lantathu kaMfumfu.
And there's a little quake in Asp about 10 inches thick. Had come up about like this and went out kind of an L and went up.
Futhi, kwakulesihlahla, iquaking asp, encinyane, phose, ama inchi alichumi, uhlonzi. Kwakuphume phose njengalokhu, futhi kwaphuma phandle, sengathi ngu L, futhi wasekusiya phezulu.
And just as walking up the hill got real weak and I just leaned over against that tree like that.
Futhi nje lapho, ngihamba phezu koqaqa. Ngaphela amandla kakhulu futhi nje ngasengeyama lapho kuleso sihlahla njengalokho.
Now I can hear something patting on the leaves. Just a minute.
Futhi ngangisizwa enye into ithontela emahlamvini okomzuzu nje.
Now the leaves had done dried time I'd walked there about 300 to 400 yards.
Manje amahlamvu ayesewomile ngesikhathi ngihamba lapho. Phose amakhulu amathathu kumbe amakhulu amane amayadi.
And I looked, and it was water coming from my own eyes, dropping off through the gray beards down onto the ground.
Futhi ngakhangela, futhi kwakungamanzi ephuma emehlweni ami, zithonta endevini, ezimpunga zisehla phezu komhlabathi.
I said, oh God, what a failure I am.
Ngathi, oh, Nkulunkulu. Yikwahluleka okunganani engiyikho.
And standing there in that condition, I said, I trust that you'll be merciful to her.
Futhi ngimile lapho kuleso simo ngathi ngiyathemba ukuthi uzakuba lesihawu kuye.
I said, I ain't worthy to ask for mercy.
Ngathi angifanelanga ukucela isihawu.
I said, someday I know I'm getting gray and I gotta go, Lord.
Ngathi, ngolunye usuku, ngiyazi, sengisiba mpunga, futhi, ngifanele ngihambe Nkosi.
And I guess people think it's crazy, but I find God out in them places. That's where it's real to me.
40. Ngithemba abantu bacabanga ibuhlanya kodwa ngifumana uNkulunkulu phandle kuzo zona izindawo. Yikho lapho okuqotho kimi.
It's just this is real as it is right here.
Nje kuqotho njengokuba kukhona lapha.
And frankly, a little more so, because he, all of you are part.
40. Ngeqiniso, okudlulisayo kancinyane njalo, ngoba, bona, lonke lina, ingxenye.
There it looks like I'm just standing with him alone, talking to nobody but him.
Lapho kukhangeleka njengokuthi ngime nje kanye laye, yedwa, ngingakhulumi lomuntu kodwa yena.
And as I stood there, I heard the brush break. And I kind of raised my head up.
40. Lapho ngimile lapho ngezwa isixuku siqamuka futhi ngangathi ngiphakamisa ikhanda lami phezulu.
With a red shirt on now and a red band around my hat.
Ngile hembe ebomvu engiyigqokileyo khathesi intambo ebomvu igoqele ingwane yami.
Red handkerchief wrapped around one of those western hats. And I look. And here stood three deer standing right by me. Just walked up there.
Ihenki ebomvu, ithandelwe, kwezinye zalezo ngwane zasentshonalanga, futhi ngakhangela, futhi lapha kwakume ezimbili, ezintathu, indluzele, zimile, duze lami, zahamba nje lapho.
Me and that red, all that shooting over there, 100 man, they've been shot at 40 times, I guess.
Mina ngikulokho, okubomvu. Konke lokho kudubula lapho amadoda alikhulu zase zidutshulwe okungaba machumi mane ngithemba.
Why, sure they'd have scattered right now, but they didn't. They just stood and looked at me.
Ngani, sibili, ngabe sezihlakazekile khona khathesi, kodwa kazizange, zama, futhi zakhangela kimi.
And find me two full-grown fawns and a big
futhi inyama enhle amazinyane amabili asekhule okugcweleyo lensikazi enkulu.
And something said to me, there is a deer for Brother Evans, one for Brother Welch, and one for the Methodist preacher.
Futhi enye into yathi kimi, nanso indluzele kamfowethu Evans, enye ekamfowethu Welch, lenye eyomthumayeli weMethodist.
There's exactly what the Lord God has given to you now. They can't get away.
Nanko khona kanye lokho inkosi uNkulunkulu asekuphe khona khathesi angeke zibaleke.
There's no way for him to. I had a rifle hanging on my shoulder right here.
Gagula ngenye indlela ezingakwenza nganyilombhobho ulengile ehlombe lami khona lapha.
And before they could even got turned around, I killed all three of them. Like that, before they could even move, they was right in my hand.
40. Zingakachibiliki. Ngangingabe sengibulele zonke zontathu. Bona, njengalokho. Zingakahambi. Zazi sezandleni zami.
And I thought, there they are, just the three. Easy to roll them right down the hill here and then pull them right on out.
40 nga, ngacabanga. Nanzo zilapho zintathu nje. Kulula ukuzigiqa phansi. Ukuqaqa lapha. Futhi ke ngizithwalele khona phandle.
And I thought that'd be very easy. There's the three, then we can go home from there, take out, and get out of the mountains.
Futhi ngacabanga, lokho kungaba lula kakhulu. Nanzo ezintathu, manje ke sase singahamba ngekhaya, kusukela lapho, sikhuphe futhi siphume ezintabeni.
And as I looked at them there, they're standing looking at me, just as quietly about 15 yards, 20.
Futhi lapho ngikhangele, ekezo, zazimile lapho, zikhangele kimi, ngokuthula nje, phose amayadi alichumi lanhlanu, amachumi amabili.
Well, I just stood still.
Awungama nje ngithule.
And I don't know where you fellas hunt deer or not, but they're odd when they don't, or are not certain, they'll fix their feet like this, go. And then they watch me.
Futhi kangazi. Loba lina bafoli yazingela indluzele kumbe hachi kodwa kazizwisiseki lapho zi zingakwenzi kumbe zingelaqiniso ziyamisa inyawo zazo njengalokhu hamba futhi ke zangikhangela.
Well, there it is. Only thing you just throw my rifle over and they're gone.
Ngacabanga. Awu. Nanko lapho into kuphela. Ngajikela umbhobho wami ngale futhi sezihambile.
Then I remembered I promised God that I wouldn't do it. I remember that.
Futhi ke ngakhumbula ngathembisa uNkulunkulu ukuthi kangikukwenza futhi ngiyakukhumbula lokho.
I thought, no, I can't do it. That isn't right. I promised God that I wouldn't do it.
Ngacabanga, hachi, kanye ngeke ngikwenze. Lokho kakulunganga, ngathembisa uNkulunkulu ukuthi kanye soze ngikwenze.
And when you make a promise, you stay with it. God expects you to.
Futhi lapho usenza isithembiso, hlala kanye laso. uNkulunkulu ukukhangelele ukuthi ukwenze.
And there I thought, well, just perfectly in my hands, but yet I promised him I wouldn't do it. I said, go on, mother, take your babies and go on into the woods. Enjoy yourself. I love this too.
Futhi lapho, ngacabanga, awu, zisezandleni zami nje, ezandleni zami, kodwa, kunjalo, ngangimthembisile, ngangingeke ngikwenze.
You're in my hands, but I ain't going to kill you.
Usezandleni zami kodwa angikukubulala.
And they come a little closer. Oh, how unusual that is for deer.
Futhi zasondela eduzane kancinyane. Oh, kakuvamanga kanjani lokho indluzele ukukwenza.
And they look at me, you know, and turn their head.
Futhi zazikhangela liyazi futhi ziphendule ikhanda lazo.
And me stand there dressed in red with a rifle standing in my hand.
Futhi lami ngimile lapho ngigqoke okubomvu kanye lombhobho umile esandleni sami.
And they walked real close to they could almost I could feed them out of my hand.
Futhi zeza eduzane sibili zaze zaphosa ngangingazifunza zona ngesandla sami.
And they just nosed around there a few moments, turned around, walked on back a little piece, they stopped, come back again.
Futhi nje zazinukisa lapho okwesikhatshana esincane zachibilika zabuyela emuva kancane zama zaphenduka futhi.
Something kept saying, they're right in your hands. They're right in your hands. The Lord has put them in your hands.
Enye into yaqhubeka isithi, zisezandleni zakho, zisezandleni zakho, inkosi izibeke ezandleni zakho.
I said, but I promised that I wouldn't do it.
Ngathi kodwa ngathembisa ukuthi kangisoze ngikwenze.
Since then I thought, you know, one time David was led right to the very side where Joab was laying and where King Saul was laying.
Kusukela lapho ngacabanga uyazi ngesinye isikhathi uDavida wakhokhelelwa khona eceleni lapho uJoab ayelele khona futhi kumbe lapho inkosi uSawuli ayelele khona.
Joab said to him, said the Lord has delivered him into your hands, but he said God forbid that I touch his anointed.
Futhi uJoab wathi kuye wathi inkosi isimnikele ezandleni zakho kodwa wathi uNkulunkulu engavumeli ukuthi ngithinte ogcotshiweyo wakhe.
See, you must watch when you make a promise.
Bona, ufanele ukhangele lapho usenza isithembiso.
And I said, I promised God that I wouldn't do it, so I won't.
Futhi ke ngathi, ngathembisa uNkulunkulu ukuthi kangisoze ngikwenze, ngakho kangisoze.
I said, Mother, take your children and go on out in the woods. I'm not going to bother you.
Ngathi, Mama, thatha abantwana bakho, futhi lihambe, liye eguswini, kangeyi kulihlupha.
In my hands, you couldn't get away if you had to.
Lisezandleni zami, belingeke, libaleke, lanqabe lifuna.
But I'm not going to hurt you. Go on to the woods. And they come right back again, right around.
Kodwa, kangeyi kulilimaza. Hambani eguswini, futhi, zabuya zaphenduka emuva njalo.
khona duze lami.
I stood there and I thought, what is this, a strange thing?
Futhi ngama lapho futhi ngacabanga kuyini lokhu into engajwayelekanga.
I'm a nature person. I watch God in nature.
Ngingumuntu wemvelo. Ngiyakhangela uNkulunkulu emvelweni.
The sunset and rise, the death, the life, the burial, the death, the resurrection again, everything.
Ilanga lichona futhi liphuma kuyikufa impilo ukungcwatshwa ukufa ukuvuka njalo yonke into.
Like the trees, how Job said, "Thou hide me in the grave and keep me in a sacred place."
Njengezihlahla ukuthi uJobe wakhuluma kanjani mayelana ngokucatsha ethuneni, wayeza ngigcina endaweni engcwele.
See the sap leave the trees and go down into the grave of the roots and come back up in the spring, the resurrection.
Futhi ubone umhluzi wesihlahla uchiya izihlahla futhi wehlele phansi ethuneni lezimpande futhi uphenduke entwasa ukuvuka.
Everything speaking of life and resurrection.
Yonke into ikhuluma ngempilo lokuvuka.
As I stood there watching, they got closer, closer.
Futhi ngimile lapho ngizikhangele zasondela eduzane laseduzane.
Then they turned and walked on out in the woods. And I just stood there just dumbfounded like.
Khonake zachibilika zahamba khona phandle eguswini futhi ngama lapho ngimangele nje kanjalo.
And when they went away, that voice spoke down again, that sun shining on my back. You remembered your promise, didn't you?
Futhi lapho zihamba lelo lizwi lakhuluma lisehla njalo lelo langa libalele ngemuva kwami lathi ukhumbulile isithembiso sakho rawuzange na.
I said, yes, Lord, I remember my promise. I know that you, I can't see you, Lord, but you're here somewhere.
Ngathi yebo Nkosi, ngikhumbulile isithembiso sami. Ngiyazi lo nguwe. Angikuboni Nkosi, kodwa ulapha kwenye indawo.
I said, I don't see, but I hear your voice. I know you're here.
Ngathi angikuboni, kodwa ngiyalizwa ilizwi lakho. Ngiyazi ukuthi ulapha.
Said you kept your promise, you remember your promise. I remember mine too. I'll never leave you nor forsake. Oh my. I haven't felt the same since.
Wathi ugcine isithembiso sakho, ukhumbulile isithembiso sakho, ngizakhumbula lesami futhi kangisoze ngikuchiye kumbe ngikulahle. Oh, minabo kangizange ngizwe okufanayo kusukela.
I come off the mountain all day afternoon, vision after vision happened. Taking place.
Ngehla ngisuka entabeni yonke imini umbono emva kombono kwenzakala ukuthatha indawo.
Come on down. It seemed like everything's been different since then. A burden has gone.
Ngehla phansi ukukhangeleka njengokuthi yonke into ebesiyahlukile kusukela lapho umthwalo kawusekho.
About when the ministry first come to me with feeling the person's hands, what it was a life in them, and we know how it went.
Phose lapho inkonzo isiza kuqala kimi kanye ngokuzwa isandla somuntu lokho okwakuyikho okwakuyimpilo kibo futhi siyakwazi ukuthi kwahamba njani.
One night in California, I was sitting with the Malikian family. Brother Moore remembers Brother Brown, the Malikian family.
Obunye obusuku eCalifornia ngangihlezi kanye lemuli kaMalik umfowethu Moore. Uyakhumbula lo mfowethu Brown emuli kaMalik.
And the little lady was going to take milk laying from childbirth.
Futhi inina elincinyane laliza kuba lokuvuvuka komlenze ethangazini kusukela ekuzalweni engumntwana.
And I had her put her hand on, I said, there it is. Did you see the vibration of it?
Futhi ngamenza welula isandla sakhe ngathi
Nanku lapho, uyabona ukudikiza kwakho. Bona.
And I said, you're going to take Biltleg. I said, it's already working in you. And she did, almost lost her life.
Futhi ngathi, wena uzakuba lokuvuvuka konyawo. Ngathi, sekuvele kusebenza phakathi kwakho. Futhi, wakwenza, waphosa, walahlekelwa impilo yakhe.
And Brother Maliki said to me, he said, Brother Bram, how do you do that?
Futhi, umfowethu Maliki wathi, kimi, wathi, mfowethu Branham, ukwenza njani lokho?
I don't know. I can't tell you how it is. It's God.
Ngathi kangazi. Kangeke ngikutshele ukuthi kunjani. NguNkulunkulu.
And so I held my hand out like that. I said, here's my wife. I know there's nothing wrong with her. Lay your hands upon mine, honey.
Futhi ke, ngaphakamisa isandla sami. Njengalokho, ngathi, lapha, nangu umkami. Ngiyazi akula lutho olubi ngaye. Beka izandla zakho. Phezu kwezami sithandwa.
And she did, and there a tumor vibrated from female.
Futhi wakwenza, futhi lapho ithumba ladikiza kusuka kowesifazana.
And I said, sweetheart, you have a tumor, honey, in the female gland.
Futhi ngathi, sithandwa senhliziyo, ule thumba sithandwa emadlaleni owesifazana.
And she said, I feel no effects.
Futhi wathi, angizwa buhlungu.
I said, sweetheart, here it is on my hand. Raise your hand up. She raised up, then lay it back down. See it?
Ngathi, sithandwa senhliziyo. Nanku kulapha esandleni sami. Phakamisa isandla sakho phezulu. Waphakamisa phezulu. Khonake, wasibuyisela phansi. Uyakubona khona.
Well, when we went, come home, we got a very fine doctor friend and went to school with him.
Awu. Lapho sihamba, sabuya ngekhaya, silo dokotela ongumngane omuhle kakhulu. Ngahamba esikolo kanye laye.
We took her down to examination, said Billy, there's nothing wrong with her. Said she's all right. No tumor there.
Samhambisa, khona, ukuyahlolwa. Wathi, Billy, gakula lutho olubi ngaye. Wathi, yena ukahle, akula thumba lapho.
I said, Sam, I don't doubt your word, see, because you're examined with this tumor there.
Ngathi, Sam, kangifuni ukuthandabuza ilizwi lakho, bona, ngoba, umhlolile, kodwa kule thumba lapho.
Everybody every 3 or 4 years, when I go to get my physical, when I go overseas, she goes with me for a physical, and when it was, never seen it.
Wonke umuntu, emva kweminyaka emithathu, emene, lapho ngisiyathatha ukuhlolwa kwami. Womzimba lapho ngisiya phetheya kolwandle uhamba lami ukuyahlolwa umzimba futhi lapho kukhona angizange ngikubone.
About 2 years ago I come in one day I must tell all truth. See, you don't want to just bypass anything, you must tell all truth.
Futhi phose iminyaka embili edluleyo ngabuya ngolunye usuku manje kufanele ngikhulume iqiniso lonke. Bona, kawufuni nje ukudlula loba yini. Kufanele ukhulume iqiniso lonke.
And I've expressed to you my love for my wife. But yet we have to watch in them things. I'm telling you the truth.
Futhi, ngikutshengisile kini uthando lwami kumkami. Kodwa lapho, kufanele sikhangele kuzo izinto. Ngilitshela iqiniso.
The Heavenly Father, who is my witness right here now, knows His truth.
Ubaba osezulwini, lowo ongumfakazi wami, khona lapha kathesi, uyakwazi kuliqiniso.
Oh, at the house, how it is, just this, that, and everything. The poor little thing is going through the change of life at this time, menopause.
Oh, endlini, ukuthi kunjani nje, lokhu, lokhuyana la yonke into. Into encinyane elusizi ihamba enguqukweni yempilo kulesi sikhathi sokuphela kwenzalo kowesifazana.
And for the last couple of years, about 2 years ago, when we had a physical, then the doctor found a tumor on the left ovary.
Futhi okweminyaka emibili edluleyo, phose iminyaka emibili edluleyo, lapho sisiyahlolwa umzimba. Khonake udokotela wafumana ithumba esibelethweni senxele.
It had grown to about the size of a walnut.
Sasesikhule phose isilinganiso se walnut.
He said, "Let me examine that again, Brother Branham."
Wathi, makuthi ngihlole lokho njalo, mfowethu Branham.
Said, "About 3 months the dead goes growing has come out."
Wathi, phose inyanga ezintathu, nxa lokho kusiya kukhula, kufanele kuphume.
Well then, but just before that, I got something to tell you, I forgot that.
Oh, konake, sa, kodwa nje, ngaphambi kwalokho, ngilenye into, yokulitshela, ngikukhohliwe lokho.
One day I come in, and from the house, and I was come in to do something, and I turned around and went out.
Ngolunye usuku, ngangena, njalo ngisuka endlini, futhi ngabuya, ukuzokwenza enye into, futhi ngachibilika, futhi ngaphuma phandle.
She said, "Can you go downtown with me, Bill?" And I said, "Not right now, honey."
Futhi ngathi, wathi, ungahamba phansi edolobheni lami, Bill. Futhi ngathi, hachi kona kathesi, sithandwa.
And she said, "What are we going to do about Becky Sutton's?"
Futhi wathi, kuyini esizakwenza ngoBecky okuthile thile.
I said, "Well, honey, I don't know just what to do."
Ngathi, aw, sithandwa. Ngangikwazi nje khona okokwenza.
And something came up, and she was so nervous she could hardly hold herself together, people at the house all night long.
Futhi, kwakulenye into, eyabuyayo, futhi, wayelokwesaba, wayengakwanisi, ukuzibamba, abantu endlini, ubusuku bonke.
Like night before last evening, 1 o'clock in the morning, here were people in, around the house, around the windows and everything.
Futhi, njengobusuku, bakuthangi, loba ngehola lakuqala nta ekuseni, nampo lapho abantu bephakathi endlini emafasiteleni futhi yonke.
So then she was real nervous and she said something to me snappy that she oughtn't to have said it. See?
Ngakho ke wayeloquqo sibili futhi wakhuluma enye into kimi ngokukhalimela okwakungamelanga ukuba akukhulume. Bona.
She said, "Then, Bill, you're always gone, and I have to take care of these children myself."
Wathi, manjeke, Bill, uhlezi uhambile, futhi kumele ninakekele abantwana labo ngokwami.
She said, "You're never here. We can't make our decisions together. You're either out or gone."
Wathi, uhlezi ungekho lapha, kasingeke senze izinqumo zethu ndawonye, ungabe uphandle uhambile.
She started crying when he shut the door.
Futhi waseqala ukukhala, wangena, wavala umnyango.
Right then I said, "Oh, poor little fella," I said, "My heart." I started out.
Konake, lapho ngathi, "Oh, mfo omncinyane, ohawulayo." Ngathi, "Mina bo, ngifanelwe futhi ngase ngiphuma."
And it said, "Read 2 Chronicles 22.
Futhi wathi, "Bala Imilandu yesibili 22.
If Miriam rebuked Moses for marrying an Ethiopian girl, be better that her father had spit in her face than to do this."
Wakulapho uMiriam ekhuza uMose ngokuthatha inkazana yase-Ethiopia, kwakungaba ngcono ukuba uyise amkhafulele ebusweni bakhe kulokwenza lokhu.
I went back in and I said, "Sweetheart, you said the wrong thing." And she was crying.
Futhi ngabuyela phakathi ngathi, "Sithandwa, senhliziyo, ukhulume into engayisiyo." Futhi wayekhala.
I said, "You said the wrong thing, honey. God's going to make you pay for that."
Ngathi, "Ukhulume into engayisiyo, sithandwa. UNkulunkulu uzakwenza ukubhadalele lokho."
"You shouldn't have done that. I'm all tore up myself. You shouldn't have said that."
Ubungamelanga ukwenze lokho. Ngidabukile ngokwami. Ubungamelanga ukukhulume lokho.
And she said, "Well, Bill, I get so tore up."
Futhi wathi, "Aw, Bill, ngiyadabuka sibili."
And I just turned and walked back because I know she wasn't then in the mood to receive it. So I went back out.
Futhi ngachibilika nje. Ngabuyela emuva ngoba ngazi wayengekho emumweni wokukwamukela, ngakho ngabuyela emuva.
And the next examination about a month after that showed the tumor.
Futhi ukuhlolwa okulandelayo phose inyanga emva kwalokho watshengisa ithumba.
Last year, here come again. When she tried again, now it was up the size of an orange.
Umnyaka owedluleyo nanko kusiza njalo. Lapho ekuzama njalo manje kwaso kusesilinganisweni se-olentshi.
The doctor said don't put it off any longer. You must operate.
Udokotela wathi lingabe lisaphuthisa futhi kufanele lihlinze.
That's a fast growing tumor is malignant.
Lokho kusekukhuleni masinya kwethumba liyabhibhidla.
Because all that O-ring is hooked into the side, what are you going to do?
Uba lingathola isikafu futhi ligwegweke eceleni koyini oza kwenza?
So doctor, we have faith in God.
Ngathi dokotela silokukholwa kuNkulunkulu.
I never said to the church and I let it go. We started praying.
Ngangizange ngithi ebandleni kumbe enye into. Ngakuyekela nje kwedlula saqala ukukhuleka.
I said, Lord God, help us, please, I pray you help us.
Futhi ngathi, Nkosi Nkulunkulu, sisize, ngiyacela, ngiyakhuleka ukuthi usisize.
And all like that tumor growed on and on.
Futhi, kusiya njengalokho, ithumba lakhula lisiya lokuya.
Then, when we left to go to Tucson, our doctor at home sent word to a doctor friend of his there.
Konake, lapho sisuka ukuya eTucson, udokotela wethu ngekhaya wathumela ilizwi kudokotela ongumngane wakhe lapho.
Said, if you must take this tumor from Miss Branham at once, said, if you don't, it's going to turn malignant.
Wathi, uba, kumele ukhuphe leli thumba kuNkosazana Branham khona manje. Wathi, uba ungakwenzi, liza kubhibhidla.
Told him, said, the tumor has already grown within a year from the size of a walnut until the size of about a grapefruit. It had gotten so big.
Ngamtshela, ngathi, ithumba selivele lakhula phakathi komnyaka kusukela esilinganisweni se-walnut kwaze kwaba phose isilinganiso se-grapefruit la selikhule kakhulu.
There it was pushed out on her side like that. The other day, she put it off going, I said, try, we prayed, we cried, we begged, everything, nothing to take place.
Nanko-ke, kulapho, wafuqela phandle eceleni kwakhe, njengalokho, futhi elinye ilanga, waye, siyekele ukuhamba, ngathi, zama, sakhuleka, sakhala, sacela yonke into, akulalutho olungathathi indawo.
Then she's going, had to go, yesterday she went to the doctor for the final.
Konake, wayesehamba kwakufanele ahambe ekugcineni. Kasiboneni, izolo, yebo izolo ahamba kudokotela, kudokotela okokugcina.
I said, well, I hate to do it, but we'll probably have to give in.
Ngathi, awu, ngiyazonda ukukwenza, kodwa mhlawumbe, kasikuvumele.
And then, honey, you'll just have to give in to have it taken out because it's getting so big our faith is not sufficient.
Futhi ke sithandwa uzamele nje ukuvumele ukuba le ukuba kukhutshwe ngoba sokusiba kukhulu kakhulu ukholo lwethu kalweneli.
So day before yesterday, before I left Norton, she said, don't call me till after you have Brother Jack's service that night.
Ngakho ukuthangi ngaphambi kokuba ngisuke ngisazi wathi ungangifoneli kuze kube emva kokuba lenkonzo kamfowethu Jack lobo busuku.
Then tell me what kind of a meeting you had and how all the people are down in Shreveport. And I said, I'll give you what the doctor said.
Konake, ungitshele ukuba inkonzo bani elivelayo futhi lokuthi abantu banjani eShreveport. Konake, wathi ngiza kutshela lokho udokotela akukhulumileyo.
I said, all right, honey. And I hung up.
Ngathi kulungile sithandwa futhi ngabeka phansi ifoni.
Yesterday, day before yesterday, when I started to leave there in the house, I went in.
Izolo kuthange lapho ngiqala ukusuka lapho endlini ngangena phakathi futhi.
Always when we leave, all the kiddies and all of us get together and kneel around there in the room and pray.
Isikhathi sonke lapho sisuka bonke abantwana futhi lathi sonke sibandawonye futhi siguqe khona lapho ekamelweni futhi sikhuleke.
And the Lord, we tell the Lord, when I'm going overseas, I say, Lord Jesus, take care of my family.
Futhi inkosi siyatshela inkosi lapho ngisiya phetsheya kolwandle ngithi Nkosi Jesu nakekela imuli yami.
And they pray for me that God will help me and we can meet together again.
Futhi vaya ngikhulekela ukuthi uNkulunkulu angisize ukuthi singahlangana ndawonye njalo.
And all the kids start crying and things, you know how it is.
Konake bonke abantwana bayaqala ukukhala futhi lezinto liyazi ngoba liyakwazi ukuthi kunjani.
Talk about President Kennedy being shot.
Kuluma mayelana ngomongameli Kennedy edutshulwa.
I've had to be guarded many times from being shot with an infrared scope maybe 300-400 yards away at night time.
Ngenza okokulindwa izikhathi eziningi ekudutshulweni nge-infrared scope 40 mhlawumbe kwamathathu kumbe amane amayadi kude ngesikhathi sebusuku.
You see the same as can daytime through that spotter scope at night.
Bayabona nje ngendlela efanayo njengabakwenza ngesikhathi semini ngaleso scope esibona kude ebusuku.
And I've been in Catholic countries where radicals and everything down in Mexico there where they send back there.
Futhi ngike ngaba semazweni eKatolika lapho abadlulisa amalawulo lento yonke phansi eMexico lapho ababuyisela emuva lapho.
Send word, telegram, messages, wrote everything, we'll get you tonight and so forth like that, going in and out and looking for it.
Futhi bathumela ilizwi umbiko wetelegram olotshwe ngento yonke siza kuzuza ebusuku lamuhla lokunjalo ngingena phakathi laphandle futhi bengidinga.
And perhaps I will get it sometime. That's all right. But I've got something to take care of me when that time comes.
Futhi mhlawumbe ngizathola esinye isikhathi. Lokho kulungile. Kodwa ngilenye into leyo eza nginakekela lapho leso sikhathi sisiza. Ubona?
And then when I started to leave again just by myself the other day, I knelt down day before yesterday. I knelt down in the room.
Futhi ke lapho ngiqalisa ukusuka njalo ngokwami nje ngolunye usuku ngaguqa phansi kuthangi futhi ngaguqa phansi ekamelweni.
I looked around, I've been there a couple days, lonesome, nobody there at the house.
Futhi ngakhangela inqa zonke bengilapho insuku ezithile ngilesizungu ukungela muntu endlini.
I said, Heavenly Father, I pray you be merciful now and help me. I'm going down to Shreveport to do everything I can to help your kingdom.
Futhi ngathi, Baba osezulwini, ngiyakhuleka ukuthi ube lesihawu khathesi, futhi ungisize. Ngiyaphansi eShreveport ukwenza konke engingakukwanisa ukuncedisa umbuso wakho.
I said, how many times has my wife and I knelt here in the room like this? We prayed, and today I'm so lonesome far.
Ngathi, kukangaki, umkami lami, siguqa lapha ekamelweni, njengalokhu, siyakhuleka, futhi, lamuhla, ngilesizungu ngaye.
I said, tomorrow she goes in, and perhaps I'll not be able to finish my meetings because she'll perhaps be taken to the hospital for this great tumor that we've asked you to take away.
Futhi ngathi, kusasa. Uyangena phakathi futhi mhlawumbe kanye soze ngenelise ukuqeda imihlangano yami ngoba mhlawumbe uzahanjiswa esibhedlela ngaleli ithumba elikhulu lelo esilicele ukuthi olesuse.
It's grown and grown to now it must be taken away. I said I beg to you.
Selikhule lakhula ukuze kuthi khathesi kufanele likhutshwe futhi ngathi ngi ngicelile kuwe.
I said, Lord, if she said something wrong when there I was torn up, if she said something wrong.
Futhi ngathi, Nkosi, nga ekhulume enye into embi, lapho ngesikhathi lapho ngidabukile, uba wakhuluma enye into embi.
I said, Lord, just think she's never one time, not one time has she ever said one thing to me going in your meetings.
Ngathi, Nkosi, cabanga nje. Akazake ngitsho lasikhathi sinye, ngitsho lakanye, ake wakhuluma into eyodwa kimi ngisiya emihlanganweni yakho.
I said, you know, she's always had my clothes clean and ready and hold me by the hand and cry and pray and say, if I could just do something to help the Lord.
Ngathi, uza, uhlezi kokuphela, ele mpahla zami, zihlanzekile, njalo zilungiselele, futhi, angibambe ngesandla sami, futhi akhale, futhi akhuleke, futhi athi, nga ngingenza enye into, ukusiza inkosi.
I said, look at her condition, Lord, and don't, please don't, Lord.
Futhi ngathi, khangela isimo sakhe, inkosi. Futhi ungakwenzi, ngiyacela ungakwenzi inkosi.
And I said, God help her, I pray that you'll be merciful to her.
Futhi ngathi, Nkulunkulu, msize, ngiyakhuleka ukuthi ube lesihawu kuye.
And if she has to go through that operation, help her through.
Futhi nxa eza kudlula kulokho kuhlinzwa, msize, ephumelele.
Lord, if I lose her now, I don't know what to do.
Nkosi, uba ngingalahlekelwa nguye khathesi, kangazi engiza kwenza.
I'm an old man, and now I have little kids to be raised, and what could I do?
Sengiyindoda endala, futhi bona abantwana abancinyane ukuthi bondliwe, futhi kuyini engiza kwenza.
Be merciful to her, Lord. You know I love her, and I said I just pray that you'll help her.
Woba lesihawu kuye, Nkosi, uyakwazi ukuthi ngimthanda okunganani, futhi ngathi ngiyakhuleka nje ukuthi uzamsiza.
And as I was praying, I heard something say, stand up on your feet.
Futhi njengoba bengikhuleka, ngezwa enye into isithi, sukuma ngezinyawo zakho.
I just went ahead praying because I thought maybe I imagined that.
Futhi ngaqhubekela phambili ngikhuleka, ngoba ngacabanga mhlawumbe ngakucabanga lokho.
As I prayed on something said, stand up on your feet.
Futhi lapho ngiqhubeka ngikhuleka, enye into yathi, sukuma ume ngezinyawo zakho.
I stopped praying, looked up.
Futhi ngama ukukhuleka, futhi ngakhangela phezulu.
And the picture of Christ, the one that, I never did care for Selman's picture. I like Hoffman's picture, the head of 33, you know.
Futhi umfanekiso kaKristu lo owa angikaze ngibe lendaba ngomfanekiso kaSauman, ngithanda umfanekiso kaHoffman inhloko kumachumi amathathu lantathu liyazi.
I've got a big picture of it because when I seen him in the vision that time, that's just the way he looked.
Futhi ngilompikitsha omkhulu wakho, ngoba lapho ngimbona embonweni leso sikhathi, yiyo indlela nje akhangela ngayo.
And there it was, I got a fix so that he'd be looking right at me when I was praying in this picture.
Futhi nanko kulapho ngakufaka ukuze kuthi uzabe ekhangela khona kanye kimi lapho ngikhuleka kulowo mfanekiso.
Now I looked up there and I looked at the picture and looked all around. I thought,
futhi ngakhangela phezulu lapho, futhi ngakhangela kulowo mfanekiso, futhi ngakhangela yonke indawo, ngacabanga,
what was that? Stand up on your feet. Well, I'll stand up on my feet. And I got up on my feet.
Vekuyikuyini lokho? Sukuma ume ngezinyawo zakho, ngacabanga, awu, ngizasukuma ezinyaweni zami, futhi ngasukuma ezinyaweni zami.
Just that same voice that spoke up there on the hill, same one that always come.
Ilizwi elifanayo nje lelo elakhulumayo phezulu entabeni lobo busuku, ofanayo lo ohlala ebuya.
I said, Lord God, was that you speaking to your servant?
Ngathi, Nkosi Nkulunkulu, bekunguwe lo ukhuluma encekwini yakho.
He said, just say the word.
Praise God.
And there will be no more tumor.
Wathi, khuluma ilizwi nje, futhi akuyikuba khona thumba njalo.
I stood there a little bit to get to myself right. Many of you knows in here the people in the tabernacle knows what was that she had it.
Ngama lapho kancinyane ukuziqondisa ngokwami, abaningi benu liyakwazi phakathi lapha, futhi labantu etabanekeli bayakwazi lokho okwakuyikho ukuthi wayelakho.
I said, then I say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that tumor shall leave her.
Ngathi manje ke ngithi ebizweni lenkosi uJesu Kristu ukuthi lelo thumba lizaphuma kuye.
Been bothering so bad, she'd been in bed for 3 or 4 days with it.
Velimhlupha kabi. Ube sembhedeni insuku ezintathu kumbe ezine kanye lalo.
I said, they will never even find a trace of it.
Ngathi kabasoze bathole isici salo.
Well, the Lord my God, who is creator, who can stop winds and storms, who can rebuke the seas and bring forth out. He's the creator of heavens and earth.
Ngoba inkosi uNkulunkulu wami lowo ongumdali ongamisa imimoya leziphepho futhi akhoze lolwandle futhi alethe lokho phambili ongumdali wamazulu lomhlaba.
I love him and believe him. I believe that this time is now nearing when these things are to be.
Futhi ngiyamthanda futhi ngiyamkholwa futhi ngiyakholwa ukuthi lesi sikhathi sesisondele lapho lezi izinto seziza kuba khona.
And you could create a squirrel and put it into existence can take an enemy out of existence.
Futhi wena lo ongadala usinti futhi awubeke ube khona ungathatha isitha ukuthi singasabonakali.
I said, when the devil wrapped himself in the storm, the winds is God's creation, the water is God's creation, but the devil got into it. That's what did it and put a spasm in the sea like that.
Ngathi lapho udeveli ezigoqela ngokwakhe esiphepheni umoya isidalwa sikaNkulunkulu amanzi isidalwa sikaNkulunkulu kodwa udeveli wangena kukho yikho lokho owakwenzayo futhi wabeka ukungahlaliseki elwandle njengalokho.
I said, you could calm it, and you that could calm that can take away the tumor from my wife.
Ngathi ungaluthulisa futhi wena ungathulisa ungasusa ithumba kumkami.
And I say that it is done right now. Never shall it be found anymore. It's finished.
Futhi ngithi ukuthi sokwenziwe khona khathesi akusoze kutholakale njalo futhi sokuphelile.
I went out there with assurance, told my son and daughter-in-law.
Ngaphuma phandle lapho lesiqiniseko ngatshela indodana yami lomalukazana wami.
We come on down last night around here real quick to have the meeting, went back, called her, and she knew nothing about it yet. I didn't tell her.
Sabuya khona phansi futhi ubusuku obudluleyo ngagijima phakathi lapha khona masinya ukuba lomhlangano futhi ngabuyela ngemuva ngamfonela futhi wayengakazi lutho mayelana ngakho kangizange ngimtshele.
And when she called, she was just all happy. She said, Billy, I got something to tell you, honey.
Futhi lapho efona wayejabula wathi, Billy, ngelenye into yokuthi ngikutshele sithandwa.
She said there isn't one sign of tumor left nowhere. The doctor said he couldn't find a thing.
Wathi gagula ngicho isibonakaliso esisodwa sethumba esiseleyo loba ngapi udokotela uthe kazange afumane ulutho.
She said, and I was so happy, Mrs. Norman and many of the sisters here, 2 or 3 of them was with us here in the room.
Wathi bengijabula kakhulu futhi unkosazana Norman leningi labo dade lapha ababili kumbe abathathu babo babe kanye lathi lapha ekamelweni.
She said, the doctor said, and you mean to say I can't understand.
Wathi udokotela wathi futhi utsho ukuthi kangizwisisi.
A month ago was a tumor that had the size of a grapefruit and said, Mrs. Brown, rest assured there's not one sign of tumor about you nowhere.
Inyanga edluleyo kwakule thumba isilinganiso se-grapefruit futhi wathi Nkosazana Branham phomola uqinisekile kakula ngitsho sibonakaliso esisodwa sethumba ngawe kakusela ngitsho.
So Lord our God,
uyinkosi uNkulunkulu wethu.
A Thanksgiving Day. Oh, thank God for the gift of Jesus Christ, that supreme gift that is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
osuku lokunikeza ukubonga. Oh, wonga uNkulunkulu ngesipho sika Jesu Kristu, lesipho esikhulu leso esingesifanayo izolo lamuhla lani ninini.
That is true. I don't believe in taking oaths by the heavens or by the earth or nothing else. But with the Bible over my heart, the God whom I love knows that every word of that is solemnly the truth.
Lelo liqiniso, ngangikholwa ekuthatheni izifungo zamazulu, kumbe ngomhlaba, kumbe ngolunye ulutho, kodwa kanye leBhayibheli enhlizweni yami, futhi uNkulunkulu lowo engimthandayo uyazi lelo lizwi lonke lalokho lingeleqiniso elimqotho.
Thanksgiving Day.
Osoku lokupha ukubonga.
Or the next few days, I might have to even leave the meeting to go.
Lapho ngicabanga ukusasa kuzafanele kumbe insuku ezindutshwane ezilandelayo ngingafanele kumbe ngichiye umhlangano ukuhamba.
Couldn't even promise the people that I would be back at Christmas time at home for my children to bring them back home again for Christmas.
Angizange ngithembise abantu ukuthi ngizaphenduka ngesikhathi seKhisimusi ekhaya ukwenzela abantwana bami ukuba buyisela ekhaya njalo ukwenzela iKhisimusi.
Knowing quivering down my heart that an operation waited my wife with a tumor the size of a grapefruit. There it was.
Ngisazi ngiqhuqa phansi enhlizweni yami ukuthi ukuhlinzwa kwakulindele umkami kanye lethumba elilingana legrapefruit. Futhi nanko kulapho.
And the very word of God that said, say what you will and it'll be that way.
Futhi lona ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lelo elathi, khuluma lokho okuthandayo futhi kuza kuba ngaleyo ndlela.
I said the tumor is gone. They'll never find it no more. It's gone today.
Futhi ngase ngisithi, ithumba selihambile. Ngaba soze balithole njalo futhi. Futhi selihambile lamuhla.
And the best surgeon, best doctors there was in this staff at Tucson, Arizona. When a few days ago there was a great big tumor like that, and the same doctor could find no trace of it all.
Futhi udokotela omkhulu ohlinzayo labo dokotela abakhulu babekhona labasebenzi eTucson, Arizona, lapho insuku ezindutshwane ezedluleyo kwakuleli khulu ithumba elalilikhulu njengalokho. Futhi udokotela ofanayo akazange athole isicisalo lakancinyane.
And read out a free statement like this that Miss Brown has no sign of tumor nowhere at all.
Futhi wabhala isicho esikhululekileyo njengalokhu ukuthi Nkosazana Branham akala sibonakaliso sethumba loba ngaphi lakancane.
Oh, thanksgiving to God. This is a day of thanksgiving to me.
Oh, ukupha ukubonga kuNkulunkulu. Lolu lusuku lokupha ukubonga kimi.
Above that, that someday that little face that I married there.
Ukwazi phezu kwalokho ukuthi kolunye usuku lobo buso obuncinyane lobo engabuchadayo lapho.
Glory to God, someday these old age marks of death will fade away and I will be there in the likeness of youth and never no more to get old.
Odomo kuNkulunkulu ngolunye usuku lawa amanxeba okuluphala okufa azaphela. Futhi siza kuba lapho emfanekisweni wobutsha futhi singasabi badala njalo.
And the gift of God through Jesus Christ of the Holy Ghost that we have received now is what gives us this anchor.
Futhi esipho sikaNkulunkulu ngoJesu Kristu kamoya ongcwele lo esiwemukelayo khathesi yilokho okusipha lokhu lesi sigqiliso.
Look at it today, friends. You talk about a thankful people. We have to be the most thankful people of everybody in the world.
Futhi ukukhangele lamuhla bangane okhuluma mayelana ngabantu abalokubonga kufanele sibe ngabantu abalokubonga kakhulu ebantwini bonke emhlabeni.
Besides the healing, besides these things that's taking place, what is it?
Ngaphandle kokusilisa, ngaphandle kwalezi zinto ezithatha indawo, kuyini?
It's the absolute assurance that the same God, by the same nature, the same pillar of fire, the same angel of God.
Isiqiniseko soqobo okuthi uNkulunkulu ofanayo ngemvelo efanayo insika yomlilo efanayo ingilosi kaNkulunkulu efanayo.
The same Jesus yesterday, today, and forever is doing the same things by the same power through the same name.
UJesu ofanayo izolo lamuhla lanini nini wenza izinto ezifanayo ngamandla afanayo ngebizo elifanayo.
Let our anchor of the soul stand fast and sure.
Oh, is it clear? Some perfumulo, Sikinile, Lokinisega.
May the Lord God of heaven richly bless you, everyone.
Maguti inkosi, unkolonkolo, wezulwini, alibusisega kulu, lonke.
Let us bow our heads.
Asikota miseni, amakanda etu.
Lord, I am so grateful, Lord. I don't know what to say. I just can't express it.
Nkosi, ngilokuthokoza okukhulu. Nkosi, angikwazi ukuthi ngithini. Angeke nje ngikutshengisele.
When that hymn was sang a while ago, that people singing that song, my heart is jumped for joy.
Lapho ihubo lihlatshelwa esikhatshana esedluleyo, labo bantu ubehlabela ingoma leyo enhlizweni yami yeqa nje ngentokozo.
And the testimony came up on my heart.
Futhi lobufakazi babuya enhlizweni yami.
My heavenly Father, thou knowest these things are true.
Futhi manje baba osezulwini uyakwazi ukuthi izinto lezi ziliqiniso.
Thou knowest what gets in my heart that it is the truth.
Uyakwazi ekujuleni kwenhliziyo yami lokho lokuthi kuliqiniso.
I have no reason, Lord, to tell nothing but that which is right.
Angila sizathu Nkosi ukungabatsheli lutho kodwa lokho okulungileyo.
And I pray God that today may my heart feel to see all these Christian brothers and sisters here who are my brothers and sisters in the bonds of Christ.
40 Ngiyakhuleka Nkolonkolo ukuthi lamuhla makuthi enhliziyo yami izwe ukubona bonke laba abafowethu besiKristu labo dadewethu lapha abangabafowethu labo dadewethu ezibotshweni zikaKristu.
Rejoice with me with thanksgiving for my little companion that I have spared. And it not be enough.
Thokozani kanye lami ngokupha ukubonga ngomngane wami omncane owaphephiswayo.
Let praise God. Let nature praise God. Let all that's got breath praise God and be thankful for this great time we had.
Umhlaba udumisa uNkulunkulu makuthi imvelo idumise uNkulunkulu makuthi konke okulemphefumulo kudumise uNkulunkulu futhi sibe lokubonga ngalesi sikhathi esikhulu esilazo.
Dear Heavenly Father, there I see there's a little boy sitting here in a wheelchair.
Baba osezulwini othandekayo. Lapho ngiyabona kulomfana omncane ohlezi lapha esihlalweni esilamasondo.
There are others in here who are sick and needy.
Kulabanye lapha abagulayo labalesidingo.
And just as you're the God of salvation for our souls, you're the God that heals all of our diseases and our afflictions.
Futhi njengoba uNkulunkulu osindiso yemiphefumulo yethu, uNkulunkulu osilisa imikhuhlane yethu, yonke lezi nhlupho zethu.
And you're still with these testimonies, just one or two when they rank into the thousands of your humble servant has seen you perform and do without one blemish in it anywhere.
Futhi uloke kanye lalobo ubufakazi obubodwa nje kombe obubili Lapho bufika uzinkulungwane ukuthi inceku yakho ezithobileyo ikubonile usenza lokwenza kungela nsolo kikho loba ngapi.
And we know that you're still Jehovah Jireh, and you have already provided the sacrifice for the healing.
Futhi siyakwazi ukuthi uloke unguJehova Jireh futhi usuvele wapha umnikelo ukusilisa.
The very God that removed that tumor out of my wife's side, you're just as much God right here in Shreveport as you are in Tucson.
Unkolonkolo uQobo okhiphe ithumba lelo phandle kohlangothi lomkami usase ngunkolonkolo nje kangako khona lapha eShreveport njengoba unjalo eTucson.
And yet I was miles, 2,000 miles from her at the time.
Futhi khona ke ngangingamamayila amamayila azinkulungwane ezimbili kuye ngesikhathi.
I pray God that your holy presence will fill this tabernacle today with healing power that will heal every sick person that's here.
Ngiyakhuleka Nkolonkolo ukuthi ubukho bakho obungcwele bugcwalise ithabanekeli leli lamuhla ngamandla okusilisa aza silisa wonke umuntu ogulayo olapha.
That these thanksgiving blessings might continue to ring out back and forth across the country, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Ukuthi lezi izibusiso zokupha ukubonga zingaqhubeka ukukhala emuva laphambili ukudabula ilizwe Nkosi ukuthi ungofanayo izolo lamuhla lanini nini.
Renity eternal God,
siphe khona Nkolonkulu olaphakade.
Now as you people are sitting here, put your hands over on one another and pray.
Manje njengoba lina abantu lihlezi lapha bekani izandla zenu komunye lomunye futhi likhuleke.
Connect yourselves together by unity of faith in the presence of God.
Zikhumaniseni ngokwenu ndawonye ngokubambana kokholo ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu.
And remember that each one of you are privileged.
40 Khumbulani ukuthi munye ngamunye wenu lilethuba.
God will judge me whether I've told you the truth or not.
Unkolonkolo uza ngahlulela loba ngilitshele iqiniso kumbe hathi.
Has it ever failed? Have I ever told you anything but what happened?
Sekwake wehluleka sengake ngalitshela ulutho kodwa okwenzakalayo.
As Samuel said that time, that's when he's going to make a king Saul.
Njengo Samueli wathi leso sikhathi njengokuba babe siya kwenza inkosi uSawuli.
He said, have I ever told you anything in the name of the Lord but what come to pass?
Wathi sengake ngalitshela olunye ulutho ebizweni lenkosi kodwa lokho okwagcwalisekayo.
Have I ever begged you for your money for my food?
Ngake ngalicela okwemali yenu okokudla kwami.
No, Samuel, but we still want the king. We still want our own earthly king.
Hayi Samueli, kodwa silokhe sifuna inkosi, silokhe sifuna eyethu inkosi yasemhlabeni.
And Samuel knew that God was her king.
Futhi uSamueli wayekwazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayeyinkosi yabo.
I tell you this morning, folks, I'll bring you to record. Have you ever seen the gift of God fail one time that we read about this morning?
Ngiyalitshela lokhu kusa zihlobo. Ngiyalilethela ukuba likubhale lake labona yini isipho sikaNkuluNkulu sisehluleka la sikhathi sinye lokho esibale ngakho lokhu kusa.
No, sir, it's Jesus Christ, it can't fail.
Athi mnumzana uJesu Kristu akungeke kwehluleke.
Science has proved it. The church knows it.
Isayensi ikutshengisile. Ibandla liyakwazi.
And he's here right now, right at this minute. He's here.
Futhi ulapha khathesi. Khonapha kulomzuzu lo, ulapha.
And the only thing it lacks is for your faith to pick up that word and anoint it to yourself, and he'll heal you.
Futhi into eyodwa esilelayo lukholo lwakho ukuthatha lelo lizwi futhi oligcobe kuwe futhi oza kusilisa.
And with your hands on one another, cry out to God with all your heart.
40. Lezandla zenu womunye lomunye khalani kuNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo zenu zonke futhi lithi,
Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, you can stop the storms. 2,000 years ago you did it and you do it again right now.
Nkosi Nkulunkulu mdali wamazulu lomhlaba, wena ongamisa isiphepho iminyaka ezinkulungwane ezimbili ezedluleyo wakwenza futhi uyakwenza njalo khathesi.
And you stop my sickness. You make me well. I'm grateful in my heart for you, the Almighty God.
40. Mesa umkhuhlane wami ongenze ngiphile. 40. Ngiyathokoza enhlizweni yami ngawe, uNkulunkulu uSomandla.